Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafra friends, wherever you are in the world. We are welcoming you to another edition of Radio Biafra, live broadcast from the studios of Radio Biafra, stationed at the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra on this day, the 26th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2014. We welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world that will kick us off or should kick us off come the 30th of May. We salute you, we welcome you, wherever you are. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are, we ask you to please inform those around you. Tell them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Ask them to go to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If they go to biafratelevision.co, if they go to biafrarestoration.com, they should receive Radio Biafra. If they have downloaded free Radio Biafra app, Radio Biafra can be found on Android Market. We are on BlackBerry and we are also on iTunes. Any mobile device you have, any smartphone, smart tablet in your possession, you should be able to download free Radio Biafra app from Android, from iTunes, and also from BlackBerry. If you go to our website, it is also formatted for mobile use. Formatted for mobile use. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you once again. Please, 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 if you're joining us for the very first time, we have a few house rules here. If you call Radio Biafra, the number which I shall give to you very shortly, endeavor to turn down your system, endeavor to reduce it that we may be able to hear you. There is no need for you to confirm that your voice is coming through. There is no need at all whatsoever. All you need to do is to begin to speak once I ask you to do so, and do not bother because your voice will be heard. We are the only indigenous broadcaster in the world broadcasting to the entirety of humanity, because we have Biafrans spread all over the 24 time zones of the world. We are in over 88 countries and counting, and these countries will come out on the 30th of May to remind the world, to remind humanity, that there was not only a country in the past, but that in this present generation, there is a country called Biafra. We are here to lend credence. We are here to grant legitimacy. We are here to ensure the unadulterated restoration of the full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. And in so doing, we must and should remain without fear before our enemies. We are not afraid of any human being conceived and born by a woman. We are only afraid of Chukwu Abiama. If they like, they should come and try us and see. We have come to pursue our quest. Anybody foolish enough, anybody daft enough to stand in our way will be destroyed. If you think that you are something that you are not, if you think you are too strong or too powerful, you should please try and engage us, and we shall reduce you to nothing. We are here to do the will of God, not the will of man. And that will of God stipulates that this Biafra must come, and this new Biafra must be anchored on truth and honesty. Eziokwu, we don't play with the truth here. We don't joke with it. We don't trade it. We tell you what we feel straight ahead. We tell you our mind. We speak it very clearly. We don't have time for diplomacy. When diplomacy comes, we shall engage in it. Right now, we are in a state of war. Our enemies are killing us, the Hausa Fulani people, those hordes of darkness descended from hell. They are here making our lives miserable. They bomb us in their land. They come here, they shoot us dead. They knife us, they deport us. They have rendered us economically irrelevant and politically destitute. We must stop it. It is incumbent upon this generation. This very generation must stop all this nonsense. There is enough There comes a time when enough has to be enough. We cannot take it any longer. This shame has to be put to an end. Why do we live? Why are we breathing when we are living as slaves in this land given to us by Chukwu Abiama? If it was the wish of God, if Chukwu Abiama intended that we should be slaves, there is no way he would have put us here. There is no way we would have come from here. This nonsense has to end this year. Going into next, our timetable is very short. Our approach and our method, very, very simple. Our deadline is the 31st of December of 2015. Biafra does not come before then, we open the gates of hell. If they are sensible, if they are smart, they should do what Siad Barre should have done. They should take the money they have stolen and leave this place for us. They should take that money they have stolen and leave this. If they behave like the former Somali dictator, what shall become of them? What shall become of these useless, corrupt, decrepit men and women? History. History will not be kind to them. We assure them. You have stolen money. You have made oil money. Please take it and leave us alone. Get away from here. We don't want you here. This is Biafra land. Friday is just around the corner. After Friday, we commence freedom fighting. What we've been doing since is just joking. That is why we are here to pilot the affairs of our people. We are here in person. I will not ask anybody to do something I will not do myself. That is why I am here. That is why we are going to get Biafra. While some of you may be concerning yourself with leadership, struggling here and there, trying to position yourselves for relevance, we are here to get one thing that matters to us, which is Biafra. If the reason why you joined what we are doing is to look for relevance and leadership, you are in the wrong place. You must get away now before it is too late. We are brutally honest. Brutally honest. We make it abundantly clear. We have fought many battles in the past. We are not afraid of any. We want to concentrate our energies in engaging our enemies. That's what we want to do. Not squabbling. No. This is Radio Biafra. I must welcome you once again. As I welcome you, you welcome your friends. There are two ways by which or through which you can get hold of us when you want to interact with us live on air. There is a telephone number and there is also a Skype line as well. The telephone number is +234 8100 904599. I repeat, +234 8100 904599. We also have our office line. This is the office line of the indigenous people of Biafra. This is the line for you to call if you wish to be part of history. We no longer call it a senator for a monument. If you want to make history whilst you're alive, this is the number to call. You can pick either gold, silver, or bronze. We commend all of you stepping forward. We commend all those that have redeemed their pledge. In a very short while, we shall be announcing the names of those that disappointed us, those that failed us, that in their next life, when they hear Radio Biafra, they will take cover. We don't condone evil. We do not tolerate evil. What you cannot do, you simply say, I cannot do it. You cannot come on Radio Biafra live on air and make a pledge and fail to redeem it. We are not children. We are being killed. You have never before in your life remember those that died for you. You have not honored them. This is the time we are doing it. It is not a time for gimmick or for jokes. We are serious. Anything we say we are going to do, we do it. We do it. We are not like them. We are not in some kind of popularity context. We are not here to know idiots, politicians. We are not here to make money. We are not here so that people can know us. That is rubbish. We are here to get Biafra. We take no accolade. We don't accept any until Biafra comes. After that, people can begin to thank us. Right now, we have done nothing. We have achieved nothing. Biafra is the ultimate goal. The ultimate. And that is the standard by which I want to be judged personally. People should choose the standard they wish to be judged by. If Biafra does not come, I am a failure. As simple as that. There is no two ways about it. I am an abject failure. Because this is what I was born to do. And I must do it. If you feel you are born to do the same, please come and serve your country. Biafra belongs to everybody. Biafra is not the private property of any individual. But when you are coming to Biafra, think of what you are bringing to the table. Think of what you can contribute to make this very quest as formidable as possible. I commend all of you all over the world, those of you that are helping us to build this very magnificent monument. Beautiful, a piece of history in the making. That I am very pleased you have old men calling and saying, why have you left us out? That they want to be there to see it happen in their lifetime. I said to them, because man did not ask us to come. Chukwu Abiama only determined that we should come. That is why we do what we do. That is why we devote ourselves, our lives, all that we are, in order to ensure that our people are served in the way and in the proper manner. We welcome all of you once again. The number to call, the studio line is +234 8100904599. We are very busy. Our dear sister has gone out to pick some people. Everybody is everywhere working very hard. That is why our studio is not full today. But in a short while, they will be coming back from the site. Some of them that went to go and meet and greet people that came to Enugu to see us, they shall do the same. Unfortunately, our women leader here, we weren't able to meet her today because of our timetable, our diary. She came all the way from here, like came to Enugu to see us, but it wasn't possible because of how things are. We do apologize to her publicly, live on air, that we should have seen her. I was very busy. Our sister was busy. Everybody was busy. The coordination wasn't done properly. It wasn't done properly. We do apologize to her, unreservedly, live on air. Our dear sister, our women leader, we do hope that you accept our apologies. Please, we must proceed. If you want to come and see us, you are more than welcome to do so. I understand that right now on the way with our sister, Brechukwu Anebog, is our dear brother, the coordinator for Qatar, if I'm not mistaken. He is here, and he will come to the indigenous people of Biafra headquarters, Housing Radio Biafra, to join us at least towards the latter part of our programming this very evening. Once again, we welcome you. Once again, we ask you to go and get your pen and paper ready. Once again, we await the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. We await the barrister to please come to us via the office line. Come to us via Radio Biafra office line, which is +234 909 466 5824. This is a special announcement for the barrister himself. Please come to us via +234 909 466 5824. Our Skype line, when our line does open, will also be open. I must go around here to ask the few that are around here to please give us their names and where they come from, and also to acknowledge the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. Please.
Hello, great people of Biafra. My name is Chioma Morales. I am from Omagara Onitsha in Ezinihitte, BC. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters worldwide and our friends. This is your brother Kuchu Mwezi from Owonkano East, Enugu, Biafra land. Welcome to our today's program. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I understand we are running on generator. Is that correct? We are running on generator. Thank you very, very much. We must proceed. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We have to go on. We are relentless. We are relentless in our pursuit. And we must do so. We must do so, please. And Emma is also here. A bit late, but is here. Come and say hello to the wonderful people of Biafra, please. Go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. I say good evening, good morning, good afternoon to you all. I'm Emma Moloko Idani, Demiri North Biafra land. We urge you to listen to Radio Biafra, for the Biafra is at hand. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We say it all the time. We are not very, very certain as to what may pan out, but we are certain of the outcome. The outcome is free Biafra. There is going to be Biafra in our lifetime, not in our children's lifetime or in our children. No, that is nonsense. In our lifetime, or every living organism will be dead. We must continue, and in so doing, we must go ahead to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, the 26th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2014. More than ever, we are here to ensure that justice is done, that truth prevails above everything. We are reporting today that there are plans to bring down my government, according to President Jonathan, the very weak and imbecilic, the cowardly presidency of Good Luck Jonathan is beginning to creak. They are beginning to worry. They are beginning to shiver. They do not know what to do. Jonathan is saying, there are plans to bring down my government. We told him before, he didn't listen. We warned him, if you remove Stella Odua, you are finished. You open up a weak link. That flank will continue to be weakened until you fall. If you sack Stella Odua, all the very spurious and unfounded allegations of corruption against you will begin to gain currency. If you sack Stella Odua, Jonathan, you're on your own. You went ahead and you sacked her, and indeed you are on your own, and we warned you. You sack Stella Odua, you cannot last in office. You will not last there. Any day you announce that you're contesting for 2015, you will be assassinated. You will be killed. So you understand, the people you're joking with, those that you're playing with, are the same people that assassinated Anwar Sadat. And what did the world do about it? Nothing. You are a dead man walking. You don't act like a president. You are indecisive. You are weak. Very, very weak. And where there is weak leadership, there is mushroom opposition. That's what happens. Where there is weak leadership, people of all manner, shades, and sizes, they will come up to try to arrogate influence they don't possess. Where there is weak leadership, there is no sense of direction. There is no purpose. I said leadership. I did not say dictatorship. I said leadership. We are Africans. Sometimes we don't know the difference between the two. But we are here to say it. The Nigeria state is failing. It is not failing. It is a failed state. Why are they still saying it is failing? The zoo is finished. The abominable contraption created by Frederick Lugard, a single white man coming down here to do the work that only Chukwu Abiama can do, which is to raise a nation. This hopeless entity, a place they call Nigeria, meaningless in any language here. It does not have any meaning. That is why we must continue what we are doing. That is why the truth must prevail. That is why we must go forth to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. Do we have the barrister with us? I do not mind reciting the headlines, but the very eminent barrister and attorney at law is with us. The very eminent barrister, Imam Mezu, practicing his trade or plying his trade or his profession in no other place than Her Majesty's Royal Courts in England and in Wales. Barrister, we welcome you. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you. You are the honorable man who is hosting, conducting, arranging, and presenting the image of Biafra worldwide. Director, we've never had such a close or nearness to restoration of Biafra. This is the very first time. Biafrans have been denied of their legitimate rights to exist. If we leave it in the hands of UN, the House of European Union, we ain't going nowhere. Thank God we have somebody like you. We have somebody like Uchemefo. People who are tenaciously engaged in the restoration of Biafra. We have people from Executive Council, all the men and women who are surrounding you, who are seated with you, who are assisting you. Director, you can never make any mistakes. That's why when you talk, I say, shout louder, because you have people behind you. Nothing makes, according to my friend. Director, you're doing a good job. Biafra must come, and that's our pledge. It must come. We cannot remain slaves forever in our own land. We have been treated wickedly abroad, wherever we are. we are second class citizens. When we produce, what gives us through? Money. We don't want any more of all this purification, any more of wickedness. Director, we ask our people remain resolute, remain quiet, but remain vigilant and active, because Biafra must come. Director, I've already told you, please, once you hear your name, turn off your listening devices and join us. Bring your opinion, bring your suggestions. We are not funded by any government or any kind of business enterprise. Radio Biafra is sponsored by the Biafrans, friends of Biafra. And in fact, sometimes even enemies of Biafra are interested in what we are doing. We are God-given Biafrans to talk about the affairs of Biafra. And we are very happy. Africans are supporting what we are doing. May God bless all of you. Director, I am with you, before you, in front of you, by you, at any given time. Count on me. Good evening.
Good evening, Barrister. You must remain where you are because I have an announcement to make. Tomorrow is Tuesday, is that correct? Tomorrow is Tweet Tuesday. You must get prepared. If you don't have credit, go and buy one. If you don't have any money to buy airtime, go and borrow. If you have not opened Twitter account, go and open one. If you don't know how to do it, ask those around you to do it. Tomorrow's Tweet Tuesday is going to be very, very special. It is BBC special. Tomorrow we tell BBC how formidable we are. Tomorrow we melt BBC switchboard. BBC will know tomorrow that we exist. That despite all their conspiracy, as a race, we still exist. Tomorrow we remind BBC that the 30th of May is the day we are going to remember those that they killed. Tomorrow is Tweet Tuesday on Radio Biafra and indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. And it is BBC special. Tomorrow. Gozie, Karomonde and Ikechukwu Eniagu will come up with the relevant and appropriate messages to be tweeted. We just don't tweet BBC. We are going to phone BBC tomorrow. For some of you, it will be today. Those of you in the Far East. But before, during, and after broadcast tomorrow, I want BBC to phone our office line and plead with us to help them. BBC will phone us tomorrow and plead with us to help them. Because tomorrow we shut BBC down. If we are Biafrans and we are serious about what we are doing, if we are honorable about our pursuit, if I can borrow from what Barrister Mamezu said, that if you're pursuing what belongs to you, you can never be afraid, then tomorrow is the day for us to tell BBC that we are Biafrans, that we exist, that they didn't kill all of us. And tomorrow we tell the BBC that we are without fear in the presence of our enemies. Tomorrow we place them on notice that hell is coming with us. If you don't know BBC number, go and find it. It will be circulated everywhere. BBC Twitter handle, or whatever it's called, will be made available to everybody. Tomorrow we bring BBC to their knees. Until BBC phones Radio Biafra office line, we do not relent. We don't want those that will go into battle with us. Halfway down the line, they said, oh, I fired 2 or 3 rounds. I'm going home. I'm tired. No. Tomorrow we prove our mettle to the world. Tomorrow we shut BBC down. It's a promise we make to them, and we must do it. Because 30th of May portends a lot for our people. The world must be made to realize that they did not kill all of us, that some of us are still breathing. And very crucially, the world must also know that some of us are incorruptible. The world should know that we value Biafra more than our own lives. They must know that. In other words, if you take away Biafra from us, we are nothing. And I want to be something. Tomorrow is Tweet Tuesday with a difference. Tomorrow, if you're going to bed, if you're in this part of the world, put it at the back of your mind. If you're just waking up in the far eastern part of the world, also bear it in mind that we are going to shut BBC down. We will. We will call BBC on their switchboard and tell BBC that we are Biafrans, that we are remembering those that they killed on the 30th. On Friday, we tell BBC. Tomorrow, we warn them that on Friday, all those people you killed, all the small children you starved to death, all those people that you stole their money because we did not give you oil. Tomorrow, we bring BBC to their knees to tell them how formidable we are. It's a very peaceful thing to do anyway. We're not going to bomb anybody. We're not cowards. Because when you go and bomb people watching a match, it means you're a coward. You are a coward. Only cowards can do that. Those that engage in terrorism are cowards. If you want to fight like men, you engage your enemies in full frontal assault and you fight them like men. Not where little kids are watching football, you go and plant a bomb and you say you're a soldier. You are a coward. That's who you are. When we fight you, we tell you. We come after you and we fight you. That is how men fight. This is Radio Biafra. Tomorrow, put it at the back of your mind. If you don't have any Twitter account, go and open one. If you don't have any credit in your phone, go and buy one. Because tomorrow we'll bring BBC down. The same thing we did to CNN. Tomorrow BBC will get it. This is Radio Biafra. We have to tell them how formidable we are. Because sometimes we say it, people don't quite understand. Tomorrow we tell them how strong we are. That they may be able to fear us. Because don't allow your enemies to love you. You don't need their love. You need them to fear you. Not love. If they were afraid of you, they wouldn't be killing you in the north, would they? But because they love you. They say, oh, come here, build a hotel. Come here, open spare parts shop. When it suits them, they kill you. Nonsense. We have somebody here in the studio. Where are they? Have they come? That they are coming, they are still on their way. Yes. They are coming up now. What are they waiting for? I can't allow him to say his name. You know that? He will not say his name because he's he works for the Nigerian military. But they are here to see us. He cannot say his name. He's here in the studios of Radio Biafra. We are there. These are people who are born Biafrans. Die-hard Biafrans, they are here. And the information they give to us is invaluable. When we tell you something, please believe us. When we tell you that Nigerian army is rubbish, trust us, they are nonsense. The same assault rifle they have is also what we have. We must proceed. We must proceed, and rightfully so. I was presenting the news headlines, but our brother is here. You don't have to say your name. You have an exception. You can just say hello. Is that possible? Can you say that? Or will they be able to know your voice? Do you think they can know your voice? You don't think so? Please go ahead. Just say hello to people of Biafra. Just greet them, please. Not your name.
Hello, fellow Biafrans all over the world and friends of Biafrans. I'm saying good evening, good afternoon, good morning. Please stay tuned as we tell the world our mind. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. He came today to be with us here. He serves, he's a serving military officer. We took him to the site. He picked up a machete. He was cutting the grass, clearing the place where people will stay on Friday. He's from the military, but he's here with us. People should not underestimate us, what we are capable of doing. Never do that. And mind you, we don't lie. We don't believe in stupid, silly propaganda. Those are for liars. Here on Radio Biafra, we do not tell lies. We don't. We don't bend the truth. The way it is, we tell you, if there is no army man here, we'll tell you there is none. You can't do anything to us. But if there is, it is incumbent upon us to also tell you. I'm going to recap our headlines once again, which I was doing before the very voice of Barrister Mamezu came on air, that Nigeria is a failing state. Jonathan are saying they're after him. Hanateya Mosu. Jonathan is finished. They're pursuing him. There is also shootout in Lagos. The lawlessness that characterizes life in the Zoological Republic is continuing unabated. Shoot out in Lagos, 4 policemen were rescued. These are the people we are running from. These are the people that will come and shoot us when we are rallying. These are the people running in Lagos, Hanabwaso, because we don't have guns. That is why they can stop our rallies. If we had guns, they won't come. They will not come. It's simple psychology. You don't need to go to university to know this. Why do they come? Because we don't have guns. That's all. But we are prepared for them. Anything they want, we give them. I cannot be somewhere remembering those that died and you're coming to disturb it. We won't have it. We are warning you now. Just stay where you are. Or else, anyway, try it and you see. Is there any need to be arguing when the road is very short, as they will say here? Survivors of the Jos suicide bomber, you're a brave soldier. The only reason why Babangida commanded any unit during the war was because our hands were tied behind our backs. We were denied access to food, access to water, access to international aid, access to weapons. We couldn't buy weapons. That was why we lost. These are the people who are today bringing up Boko Haram, telling us that somehow they know more than we do, which is a lie. They are killing innocent children, which is rather very sad. Kidnapped suspect arrested inside aircraft. Houses of two other suspects also demolished as the pursuit of criminals by the Obiano regime in Anambra continues to gather momentum. This chap was running away to South Africa and he was caught. Mother and others arrested for selling baby as buyer pleads. She wants baby back. This is a business transaction here. Buying and selling of babies. The price has gone up now. I think it was at yesterday. The price of a very good baby here now is selling at 430,000. That's the last price. As I yesterday's, you know, it's like stock market. It goes up and down, the price, depending on the supply. As at yesterday, if you come to Igbo land, you can buy a child for 430,000. You can cut up the child. If your own child is lacking bone marrow, you can take bone marrow from them. If you want lungs, if you want liver, if you want pancreas, anything you want, you later. We continue to present the news headlines. We are also reporting today that the Census Board not in a hurry to lift the ban on half of a yellow sun. Those of you that believe in one Nigeria, those of you fathered by Hausa Fulani men, those of you who were sired by Yoruba cowardly race, you should cover your useless faces in shame. Other films come out and they certify it. Half of a yellow sun came out because the adaptation of that very novel, this melodrama, is based on truth and experience. The Hausa people said, you cannot watch it here. When I told you that Hausa people own this country, now some of you said, no, I go to St. Mark's Catholic Church. I go to St. Anthony's Anglican Church. No, you don't own yourself. You cannot watch half of a yellow sun. Do you know why? Because Hausa Fulani people said so. You can't watch it. And what can you do about it? Nothing. You are an Igbo person. You can't do anything. Very cowardly and weak. You can't do anything about it. Always running around looking for opportunity. Gossiping more than women. That's what Igbo men do. Gossip more than women. Very, very sad. Boko Haram has friends amongst us, according to T.Y. Danjuma. This is the coward that killed Ironsi. Ironsi trusted him. The same way that Jonathan is trusting Hausa people. Ironsi trusted this buffoon. He ended up killing him. The same thing that happened to Ironsi will happen to Jonathan because he is weak. Very, very weak. We continue. Or as you say, that is the end of our news headlines and now the news in greater detail. President Goodluck Jonathan on Sunday said those behind the violence in the country were planning to bring down his government. As if he didn't know that before. Jonathan at the 2014 Democracy Day International Church Service with the theme Love the Lord and Your Neighbor in Abuja described them as evil forces. Terror attacks by Boko Haram in some parts of the north, especially the northeast, have led to the death of thousands of people. On April 14, 2014, the sect abducted more than 200 girls from a government college in Chibok, Borno State, a development that brought global attention to the terrorist activities in the country. In Benue State, there have been clashes between the Tiv and Fulani cattle rearers that have led to bloodshed. 6 days ago, suicide bomber struck in Jos, Plateau State, killing over 150 people. And on Saturday night, another bomber visited mayhem on football fans in the city. During the service, Jonathan, who touched on several national issues, said despite the security challenges, Nigeria will continue to move forward. Do you know where they got this thing from? I don't know if you have been to an Igbo meeting before, where people are just being difficult and evil. Oh no, leave it. Let's move forward. Let's unite and move forward. That's what Jonathan is doing. He cannot solve the problem, but he wants to unite and move forward. I remember people saying to me, let's unite you to mess up and move forward. I told them that they are mad. He said, you know, you're not well. If you cannot see that somebody is an armed robber in the daylight, that is your business. But I say it, and I don't deal with criminals. I don't. Out of expediency, you may want to. After all, some of you have been living as slaves since 1970. It doesn't bother you. You can live for 1,000 years as a slave and it won't move you because you don't have any shame. The same thing that Jonathan is doing. The country will overcome. How will it overcome it? How? He doesn't have an answer to that. A very weak president for a very decrepit and useless country. Nigeria is a failing state. Of course, we know that's failed already. But we must continue. One commonly hears that capping critics complain about what is wrong but do not present solutions. That is an admirable. I don't like this type of grammar. About Chomsky. What is that about? Who is Chomsky? There is nothing better than common sense. All you need to be able to run a very viable political system is common sense. You don't need a degree. You don't need to be a professor to be able to understand the constitution that says, what we are saying in essence is this. You don't need degrees to write a constitution. You don't need it. Our ancestors that set up our land, we are there, we are no kings. They did not attend Western education. They are not professors. But I cannot leave my village to go and conquer the next village. Are you drunk? Those that set up this very system, we are far more politically advanced than your average useless university professor in the zoo. They are writing that Nigeria, about Chomsky, Nigeria is a failing state. Nigeria is a failed state. What sort of nonsense is that? Nigeria is a failing state. Nigeria is a failed state. Of course, the zoo is gone. Don't they know that? Don't they understand that this place is finished? That the zoo is gone? We continue what we are doing. We continue our presentation. Fear yesterday, we were talking about the shootout in Lagos. Fear yesterday gripped residents of Arekpo community in Ogun State as some policemen were missing after one of the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation pipelines went up in flames. The incident occurred during a gun duel with pipeline vandals. However, 4 policemen were rescued, but some were still missing as at press time. It was learned that during the shootout, some bullets hit one of the pipelines, which exploded, resulting in fire outbreak. Some policemen attached to the Inspector General of Police Anti-Pipeline Task Force had stormed Arepo after a tip-off. Eyewitness accounts said that at about 12 a.m. yesterday, suspected vandals stormed the area with about 12 boats containing not less than 30 heavily armed men, chanting war songs. They were said to have opened fire at the policemen who responded in a shootout that ensued. One of the bullets hit the pipeline, leading to fire outbreak. I believe that some policemen are still trapped in that area. The place is swampy and cannot be easily accessed. We are telling all these police people to stop risking their lives for Nigeria. They should do what the military and the army did in Russia when the communist chiefs tried to hijack power from Boris Yeltsin. They wanted to overthrow Gorbachev and take power from Yeltsin. That was actually what led to the collapse of Soviet Union. The soldiers told their commanders, we will not shoot unarmed people. And that was how that coup was foiled. We will not shoot unarmed people. But here, you have a policeman running after going to arrest somebody campaigning for his better living condition. Anyway, we are black people. What do we know? We must continue. They are missing, and may they continue missing. May they continue to die in swampy areas. These policemen are foolish. Your oga is in London taking treatment. Their wife is in Dubai doing shopping. Their children are in private schools in Geneva. Your own child cannot afford to eat akara in the morning before they go to school. and you're there guarding Oga. Oga sent me to come and shoot you. Oga said to me that this thing you wrote in the paper is not good. Take it off. Where is your Oga? And where are you? Mad people. We continue. Over 400 football fans cheated death in the Saturday night bomb blast that rocked Bauchi Road area of Jos, the Plateau State capital. Three people were confirmed dead on the spot in the blast, while the fourth died on Sunday morning, thus raising the death toll to four. I don't know if lying, ukwasi, is synonymous with black people. Somebody walked into a place packed with 400 people and detonated a bomb. People watching football. And they had the effrontery to tell us that only four people died. Anyway, the country is full of liars and cheats. That is why you don't have electricity. Why do you think you don't have good roads? Do people know what it takes to build a road? Do you think you import anything from abroad? No. Everything you need to build a road is in your backyard. Yet you don't have good roads. You know why? Because you are all liars and cheats. I don't know what you gain from lying and deceiving people. Liars and cheats. That is why God left this place long ago. I remember something that my father used to say to me when we were small, reading about the Bible and baby Jesus. My father would say that Jesus came here and rejected him. I asked him how. He said, "Don't you know that Mary fled to Egypt when Herod was killing all the newborn baby? But when Jesus looked around and saw that Africa was very bad, Jesus couldn't stop crying, and Mary took him back to Israel." Even Jesus knew that this place was bad from time immemorial. An evil place. Now the playground of white people from Europe. Anybody can bring their army here. Maybe if my goat is missing, I can call in the Chinese or the Americans. If my dog is missing, I'll call in the people from North Korea. 200 Hausa girls missing. Where are their parents? Governor Willie Obi announced determination to rid Anambra State of criminal elements has continued to yield impressive results with the arrest of suspected kidnap kingpin Okuchukwu Nnabo alias Oyibo aboard a South African Airways flight at the Murtala Mohammed International Airport in Ikeja. It has been learned that Nnabo, who had since confessed to being the shadowy figure behind the recent high-profile kidnap cases in Anambra, was on his way to South Africa to evade the current onslaught against criminals when a crack team of detectives from the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, SARS, from Anambra, in collaboration with their Lagos State counterparts and the help of the airport security operatives, pounced on him inside the aircraft. Nnabo, who hails from Unri, in a northern local government area of the state, is believed to be the ringleader of a gang of armed robbers and kidnappers that had made life miserable for Ndị Anambra until the recent launch of Operation Ochapo, a special anti-crime task force by the two-month-old Obiano administration. I don't like kidnappers because I've been kidnapped before. They are criminals. We know that very well. But there is something that these people keep forgetting. This young man that they arrested traveling to South Africa went into kidnapping because there is no job. If you go to America today and ask Obama to suspend every economic stimulus package that they have, if you go to Britain and ask them or say to banks, do not loan money to viable businesses, the crime you will have there will be more than what you have here. In fact, there will be a revolution. But because we are black people, we misplace our priorities. If you don't have a job, the best thing to do is come and join us. Join the revolution. When we get Biafra, you have jobs coming out of your ears that you not have time or need to steal. We are not criminals. Never. Just go back only 40 years ago. How many criminals can you count in your village? That's how to do it. But these people, after a while, we accepted criminality as a way. In fact, if you don't steal to make money, people will laugh at you. Maybe because nobody will regard you as anybody. Everything is upside down. Night has become day. Day has become night. Lies have become truth, and truth have become lies. That is where you know where Satan is dwelling. That is how you know the dwelling place of Lucifer, which is here, incidentally. A 22-year-old mother has been arrested for selling her one-month-old baby for 430,000 naira in Enugu. The mother, Chinelo Ihuma, got 150,000 out of the deal. Okay, the price hasn't come down now. So at the end of the day, it was the middleman that made it 430. I was beginning to wonder, because as at last week, the last price was around 150, 140, 150. So it's still the same price. I was thinking the price has gone up. It's still the same, 150 to buy a baby here. Amazing. These people were later arrested for such an illegal act by the new mom, who is 43 and has been barren all through her marriage, cried and pleaded with the police to give her back the baby. She said even though she went to borrow the money, she does not want it back but wants the baby. Oh God. A woman gave birth to a child and sold the baby. The middleman or middlewoman inflated the price to 450,000. But they gave her 150,000. She used her child to go and borrow money, according to her. I had a cousin who incidentally died as a result of the war. Her name is Nwakaego. There are many Nwakaegos in the world. In fact, I have another very close cousin who is also Nwakaego. These are the names we used to give to our people. Nwakaego, Nkiruka. A woman, an Igbo woman for that matter, selling the baby for what she sold it for, 150,000 naira. Now, if you don't believe in Biafra, or you're one Nigerian apologist, and you want to know why we want Biafra, give us your child and we'll sell the baby. Then you'll understand why. A woman, 150,000 naira, sold her baby. And people are telling me that there is redemption for our people here. No. She's an able woman, mind you, not Biafra. Nigeria's Film and Video Censors Board is not in a hurry to approve the hit movie Half of a Yellow Sun. According to indications, the board was silent on the classification status of the big budget feature when it recently announced that it had verified and approved 43 films for the month of April 2014, reports Guardian on Sunday. These very people, oh my God. Half of a Yellow Sun was missing on the list of 43 films passed by the board's film censors and classification department. According to a statement released from the board, only 19 films in English, 14 in Yoruba, 7 in Hausa, 2 in Ibibio, and 1 in Benin have been classified for the month of April. I'll repeat what I said. I thought they said that the Igbo people are dominating the movie industry, that they own the movie industry. Somebody selling petrol at the petrol station is telling you that they own the oil industry. How about the person taking it to the refinery? I'll repeat what I said. It's not me, it's the news. According to a statement released from this very board, only 19 films in English, 14 in Yoruba, 7 in Hausa, 2 in Ibibio, 1 in Benin have been classified for the month of April. For the entire month of April, there is none. No Igbo language film. You know that Chineke Kpokwa Madoko comes in different ways and sizes. What they are doing to us is slow emasculation. They are trying to destroy us as a people. Take away your language. After all, you live at Ibuta Meta. Your leaders are living at Ashokoro. They are living in a place called Gwagwalada. They don't come home. From Abuja, they fly to Lagos. From Lagos, they go and take medical treatment abroad. They come back to Lagos, they go to Abuja. They don't come to the village. They only come once every 7 years for 4 days, and they go back. They are Igbo leaders of thought. Amazing, isn't it? Kebehano, where are they? Half of a Yellow Sun has not premiered. They told me before that Pius Anyim is a Biafran. He knows what he's doing. Don't worry, that's a plan they are making. Jonathan, there's one big plan. He'll watch and see. Rubbish. How many Hausa Fulani films we are banned? So we should all be speaking English now. 19 English films approved. none is Igbo. And they say Igbos control film industry. It reminds me of somebody that was celebrating after buying Tukumbo car that is more than 8 years old. And I asked him, what do you expect the person that bought it brand new to do? You're asking me to come and join you to praise God that you bought an 8-year-old car. Who do you think we are going to praise if you buy it brand new? The same thing applies in real life to those of them that claim that they are fighting for your interest, that they are Igbo people. They're in Abuja. They cannot get the Hausa woman, I'm sure it's a Hausa woman, to lift the ban on these very films that we may be able to watch it. People don't know why we're building the memorial. Do you know why? Because if you write it in a book, you will read. You're not tuned to read. If you put it in a textbook, your schools won't approve it. The Hausa people in Abuja will tell you, don't go there, my friend, and that's the end of it. But anytime you come to Enugu, you will see our monument. You will ask, what is that? And the nearest person will say, that is where we remember those that were killed. You think we don't know what we're doing? We do. Even if you don't want to go to history, we bring history to you, to your doorstep. You will see it every blessed day of your life as a reminder of what they did to us. Because in a few decades, if we continue in this hopeless place, they will tell you nothing like that happened. And some of you with wayward mothers conceived of you from Hausa Fulani men will say, yeah, that is true. Can you believe that in a country that has more Igbo people than any other race here, there is no Igbo film for the month of April? Is for you. God is their own statement, not our own. So when idiots who are not educated come up and be talking rubbish, oh, we control the film industry, please tell them to go and sit down. Tell them they don't know what they're doing. It's like a black man abroad telling you, I am doing well in England. You cannot. The only well you're doing is that you have light, you have water, you have a car you don't service all the time, you can go to McDonald's, you can go to KFC, and that is the end of it. Any day you die, they take your useless body away from England and they bring it back here alone. Your house will be cleaned out and rented to the next family of fools, monkeys that will move in. That beautiful house remains in England. It can never leave England. You're a tenant. These are those that think they have sense. They don't know anything. But we are here to educate you, to enlighten you as well. Former Chief of Army Staff, the killer, the arch-killer of Ironsi, Lieutenant General Tiwa Danjuma, has said that Boko Haram has friends among Nigerians and such people should prevail on the sect to release the abducted schoolgirls unconditionally. I don't know, I need to go and do a deed poll and change my name to Adekunle. So when I speak, you will believe me. When this whole nonsense about Boko Haram started, we said it here on Radio Biafra. We know those sponsoring Boko Haram. Buhari, Babangida, Atiku, the Sultan of Sokoto. We know them very well. Sanusi Lamido. Whatever his name is. Central Bank Governor. A killer. Now, if you can read, if you can understand English language very well. You know, that's our problem. We think we know English, but we don't. If you can read between the lines as to what Danjuma is saying, Danjuma is begging Buhari and Babangida to tell Boko Haram to release these phantom girls they're talking about. That they have friends among Nigerians. Anything we tell you here is gospel. You may not like it, though. I will not begging you to like it. Because if you're with us or not, Biafra will come. It's immaterial. It is to your own credit and glory that you're with us when Biafra came. So you can go out and be posing about and say to people that I was one of those that did it. With you or without you, Biafra is coming. So you might as well come and join. The same way we told you that Buhari, Babangida are the ones sponsoring Boko Haram. Now that Tiwa Danjuma have barely confirmed it, maybe you can now believe it. Our people are very, very strange. Very funny people. Because I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I don't sound Hausa or Yoruba. Or I have not opened a church and be lying to you. That is why sometimes when we say something here, most of you don't quite grasp it. That is our news today. News headlines and accompanying news summary. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting to the whole world from here. We speak to humanity from here, and they call us here as well, and the whole world will hear them. What we can do, other people cannot do it. And I'm an easy. What we are capable of doing, no, I said no, I didn't say why at all, I said no other person can do it. It's not easy. Look at them now, they've run about building a house and running errands, answering phone. Have you ever answered phone before they want to go mad? The phone will keep ringing that, Obrune, maybe you start to go mad. Come here and answer phone for us, you will know what it feels like. People think that freedom fighting is that you sit down, you wake up in the morning. I said to you before, when I was small, everyone said, oh, we want to be like America. You know, in those days, our role models used to be the likes of Michael Jackson and all those type of groups with their funny-looking trousers. I didn't know that these two are people raised on the streets in America without decent education. We are following them, dressing up like them, frying our hair like them, trying to be like them, not knowing that these are wayward people. Only now that we know that they're wayward. Is that the barrister? The barrister has come back to us, as we expect him to, because this is Radio Biafra. Anybody leaving us, you go into wilderness. If you, nobody will hear about you. Nobody. You become irrelevant. If you want to be relevant, this is where you stay, because Biafra is coming. I tell you now, so when it comes, nobody will say it is because of what Pius Anyim did in Abuja. We tell you up front, you steal people's glory. But it won't happen, because all glory belongs to Chukwu Abiama. Mind you, all glory goes to the only one true living God. Not in anything else you're worshipping is idolatry. ROC. ROC Kobo. The truth must be spoken. When there is Virgin Mary in clay in Italy, it is holy. It is revered. I do the same thing in my village. It's ROC. Black people are mad. The Bible said you don't bow before any image. Don't bow before any. It is the truth. If you don't like it, open your window and jump from it and kill yourself. It is the truth. It must be spoken. Thou shalt not bow before any image. All the images of Virgin Mary around the world is idol. ROC Kobo. It's made with hand. It is idol. Idol worship. You are the worshippers of Satan. Idol worship. Exodus chapter 20, go and read it. Direct instruction from Chukwu Abiama. Thou shalt not have any other God before me. None whatsoever. Manke kunaka? None. You go and mold rubbish with clay, with candles. It is holy. I do the same thing in my village. It is fetish. It means you've lost your mind. It means indeed you are a monkey, as they say you are. This is Radio Biafra. Some people came here to join us and they're here, but before I go to them, the barrister is with me. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Man Mezu, has joined us to please give us his own understanding, his perspective, his viewpoints, his knowledge and extensive understanding of the issues we are covering. Barrister, the whole world is listening, please.
Thank you, Director. Thank you for the news discussion. As always, you make the news so easy, so digestible, and very, very plain that we don't even sometimes explain any further, because you have already diluted it, dissected it, and then brought it for consumption. Well, no, Director, but let me take the issue with half of a yellow sun. Yes, two approved for the Calabars. One for the Benin, 14 for the Yorubas, and none for the Igbos. Divide and rule. It does not mean that the Igbos one will not surface, but you know what will happen? They expect the Igbos to go and bribe them, because anything done by the Igbos are the ones that are winning. 14 Yorubas, but only two from the Igbo land will outshine those 14 from Yoruba land. They are expecting the Igbos to come and bribe them. It's like when an Igbo man puts in a container through to Tinkan Island or to the wharf. They will seize it. Others will go through, because they know they want to impoverish those. But of course, when you are with your own God, nobody can countenance whatever you're doing. This is the issue here, Director. It's not that the evil films will not be released. They want them to come and bribe them first to take half of the share of whatever the evil will make when the films are released, because they are the ones that will go and go through into the market. Who are buying Yoruba films when they speak in their language anyway? So it's only for Yorubas to consume. But the Igbos ones are done in English, which is worldwide. Eventually, they will make gains. Therefore, the person who is in charge of banning or releasing wants his or her own share. This is the zoo that we live in, where the Igbos, in general, the Biafrans, are not flourishing. They are not succeeding. That is the issue with half of the yellow sun. They don't want Biafrans to see that civilians are bombed, just like you said earlier, Director. Only cowards will go and bomb those who have no guns. Only cowards will go to the market square, which was exactly what happened during Nigeria Biafra War, Director. Half of the yellow sun depicted all this information. They showed where people are doing wedding. Aircraft will come and bomb them. Just wedding. There are no military installation there. There's no military ammunition there. People are in churches. The same church they brought to us to take the Bible and worship, they are still bombing it. Our people died under the same cross that they were carrying and wearing on their necks. Even refugee camps, we are bombed, Director. Homes, where children and women, we are housed, we are all bombed. This is the sheer hypocrisy of what we face worldwide. Only a few sections of people are well looked after. Today, we see what is happening in Afghanistan, we see what is happening in Syria. There's quite a lot of interest of Red Cross sending food for them. But Britain, America, allowed Biafrans to suffer starvation. No food coming to us. No relief. Even the ones that came was out of humanitarian effort from few British people and few Americans who were using helicopters, dropping it in the fields of Biafran land. But they were banned, they were monitored, they were policed. So when you say tomorrow is for BBC, everybody has to wake up. Because I cannot see how somebody tell you they love you and they are killing you. It is more painful than when your enemy is killing you, Director. I love you and I'm looking for something to kill you. This is an old proverb. My mom always tells me, Director, don't challenge me. I say I'm always calling my mom. My mom says somebody will give you a goat that will have plenty of kids for you, but that individual wants you to die. That is sheer hypocrisy. Somebody get him like a wamuiri, but not to rush again. What is the need? What's the point? You love me. You brought me religion. Serve you to go there my this way. Beautify it. Sanctify it. Put Jesus Christ inside a box. Put light in it. Hang it up. When you switch on, there's Jesus Christ inside this encased box. Hallelujah. But you sent somebody to come and kill me. Not only kill me, but kill my children. Kill the unborn, those who will represent Biafra tomorrow. And nobody has ever spoken about it. And then we're here talking about it. You see some people trying to sabotage our airport, trying to hack what we're doing here. But thank you, Wabiama, that Biafrans, we have the resilience. Nothing can ever put us off. This is why, Director, as you rightly quote, when you are looking for something that belongs to you, why should you go back? Why should you sit back? Every nation have their own territory. They project it. They guide it jealously. But Biafran's own is free for everybody. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are enjoying our oil. It's the only thing that gives them money. they forgot other sectors where they could develop. You know, when you are taking something that doesn't belong to you, you walk dogmatically. You walk so efficiently. Fellow Biafrans, if we don't die for Biafra this time around, some of us will commit suicide and die. Because we're not worth it. Where Yoruba and Hausa Fulani Boko Haram will preside over what belongs to us. You have wealth in your own father's house. A thief came in there, covered everything that you have and started apportioning it to you. Today, they will give you breakfast of cereal when you're supposed to eat gari or pounded yam or semovita. The next day, they say, today is only plantain. This is what belongs to you. You have the choice to choose and eat what you want to eat. But somebody is now regulating what you will eat. You feel it. Even where you're running to is not safe. You go there, they say they won't even welcome you. They put you in jail. And still doing the same thing that those who occupy your father's land are doing. And some of you are happy. Hallelujah. You run away from frying pan and jump straight into fire. Some of you have no conscience to realize that all of us are born free and equal. Nobody's supposed to sit on your destiny. Biafra is salvation. Biafra is our resume. And we cannot run away from it. That is the redemption. The redemption we owe for every Biafran, men, women, old and young. That if we are not free at this point in time, all of us should drink poison and die. Leave that country desolate for those who are practicing and telling you and giving you different directions on how you should live your life. We live in a country where victimization is obvious. With impunity, release 14 things for Yorubans. Does it mean that Yorubans do better than we do? Two for Calabar, one for Benin, none for the Igbos. And then tomorrow we say one Nigeria. May God punish all of you who believe in that bloody one Nigeria that has expired. All of you are not ashamed of what you guys are practicing with somebody, Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, using your oil money, kidnap, kill, behead. I wrote an article on that director today in Owerri Group. Somebody you don't share aspiration with. One Nigeria, their Sharia law do not respect women. They married women at very early age, 9 years. They won't allow women. They won't allow girls to grow into women and make choice for themselves. They'll marry you off at the age of 9. If a woman misbehaves, they put a cord behind your head or they bury you alive. You want to share aspiration with such a nation, in such a country? The Turkish people to get involved into the European Union. This guy, Michael Farage, belongs to the UKIP. He won election this particular few days ago.
Did
Why?
He?
Because he's anti-Europe.
Did he win election?
The I didn't know that.
Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? Did Michael Farage win the election? UKIP.
Michael Farage is now the liberal delegated conservative to the top corner after Labour.
Barrister, why? Why is that?
Won because they're anti-Europe, director.
Simple. Because Britain
anti-Europe.
Wants to guard her independence jealously. But they want
anti-Europe.
Us to be part of Nigeria.
They want you to join Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, but they don't want to join the same people, the same aspiration, the same religion. They don't want to join them, but they want Biafra to remain with those who are killing them. Europeans are not killing each other. The Germans are there. The French people are there. The Swedish are there. Scandinavians, they're all there. But what is happening? The Turkish have tried all they could to join the Europeans. What is happening? They say no, because they're Muslims. They don't trust them. But you want Biafrans who are Christians, who believe in the Bible. You came and find the Bible and gave them. You take this and die. To hell with all of you. And some of our brothers and sisters took the Bible to heart. The article I put today, I say all of you are carrying crosses, carrying the Bible. The unfortunate thing is, they have planted forgiveness into our hearts, and all of us will disintegrate and disappear on this surface earth if we don't do anything right now. Because that was deliberate to remove you off from this surface earth so that they can occupy your land and enjoy all the proceeds to what they have planted in us. And if we are stupid enough, we will remain abroad. And the few remaining brothers and sisters there will be killed off, and Boko Haram will kidnap and abduct the few. Pregnant them in the next 15 years. All you will see are pregnant women with Boko Haram kids. What an atrocious act. Our people are lazy, foolish, looking for money all the time. Money. That is why the Muslims were able to succeed. They believe in one Allah. When the Europeans came, they said, please, leave our religion for us. Take whatever you want to take. They said, all right, we'll leave your religion. Just rule the Biafran. We take the oil. And they are aware that you are being killed. They know you are being killed on a daily basis. They report only a fraction of what is happening. If it's 12, they say it's 2. The least they'll give you, they say it's 5 out of 12. The next minute, another one will happen. We are dying continuously. Their friends are lazy, pussyfooting, looking for money. But Muslims, they have one mind. One mind. Once they say something, they carry on with it. But they sow the spirit of discord, disagreement with Christianity, with different types of religion in our own society. Filipino will not agree with Catholic. Catholic will not agree with redemption. Redemption will not agree with apostolic. That was the seed deliberately sowed in our land, and that's why we are here the way we are today. And they are laughing. Good Lord Jonathan, foolish man, brought America and Britain into your land. What have they done since? Since they've been there, Boko Haram has slaughtered us on 3 occasions. My mommy asked, what are Americans and Britain doing if they cannot see Boko Haram, what they are doing? What are they doing there? To protect what belongs to the Biafrans. I hope this time they will not interfere, because we are sick to the teeth. We are sick that what belongs to us is used to fight us. And some stupid ones who are working together with the House of Fulani Boko Haram, taking some of the proceeds and laughing. People like Doziane Madieke and his wife, they're after him. But I tell you, none of us will ever come to their rescue. You know, Jonathan now is thinking those who are working against him. Is it today they started working against you? Because you have no power. Those who are supposed to support you, you are fracking them. Because Satan of Sokoto is telling you what to do, and you're doing it. But Obasanjo raised the alarm. When everybody watched him, he kept quiet. He's still walking on the ground. He's a Yoruba man. Why should we even talk about Jonathan? Biafra is coming, and Biafra must be restored. The director has warned you. Take whatever you've already obtained fraudulently. Run off. Leave Biafrans. Let's organize ourselves where there will be equity, justice in the Biafran land as always. Women will go back to their rightful positions. Men will know what they are doing. Children and the youth will carry on normally as was done over how many years ago? 40-something years ago. We were living peacefully before this stupid, nonsensical amalgamation that yielded nothing. Amalgamation came. What was the result of the amalgamation? The Ghanaians will tell you, koto, zilch, nothing. Nothing came out of it. Instead, it brought killings. And that was exactly what it was meant to do, to kill Biafrans, so that we go and tell you, oh, yeah, you've got enough. After 100 years, we are putting a full stop. Sometimes the director will say, if you want all, we will give you. We will die with you, because you cannot come and take what belongs to me by force. I'm not taking anything that belongs to anybody while I'm where I am. Why should you come to my own country? Trust, I don't die, we will die together. Nobody should come and tell what belongs to me. If you want negotiation, come, we will negotiate. Director, let me stop so far. Thank you.
You've done very well, Barrister. Well spoken, eloquently delivered as always, and impeccably received. I don't know how many times we say to our people, anything we tell you is the truth. How many people did they say died in Jos? Can anybody give me a figure? How many people died in Jos? 70? How many died in Jos? One year man, in Jos, the twin bombing. They said it was 84, is it 86? I don't know. We have something from here, from Ezendibo in Jos. They have Eze in Jos. We must read it. The Igbo community in Jos, Plateau State, has confirmed that 36 Igbo men and women residing in Jos were killed in the twin bomb blast that rocked the city on Tuesday, May 20th, with 42 others injured and many more still missing. 36 killed, many more missing. Out of 86, what does that tell you? We are the only people killed in Jos. The Eze Igbo, the second, our people and their stupidity. The Eze Igbo, only Igbos can come up with something like this. Eze Igbo, the second of Jos. Professor Joseph Obilom stated this today, Monday, May 26, while addressing newsmen at his palace in Jos. Our people were worst hit by the blast. Most of our members are traders who own shops at the Terminus Market. Last week, did I not tell you this thing before? That we are traders. We do buying and selling. We are the ones in those shops. We are the ones that they killed in Jos. We are the ones being sacrificed at the altar of expediency because the British said we must have a problem. The British said we must die, and they're killing us. And tomorrow, we'll remind them of who we are. Tomorrow, we'll let the world know, BBC especially, that they cannot keep killing us. They cannot defeat us. They can bring death many times over. That 67 to 70 cannot be 2013 to 2015. Those of you in the far eastern part of the world, we will deal with BBC for 24 hours. I will announce the number. Gozier, thank you very much. This number has been widely spread. I want this number pinned on Radio Biafra, London. I want to remind our people that from now, I said tomorrow we tweet them. But now, today, right now, regardless of where you are, if you're in the Far East, start your own. We will take over early as of tomorrow. We will call BBC and tell BBC that they cannot kill all of us. That there is still a country called Biafra. Those that they killed, we remember on Friday. The number to call is +44 208 743 8000. I repeat, +44 208 743 8000. That is the number for BBC. We will call BBC and tell them that those you killed will remember on the 30th. Those of them that you're still killing in Jos are our people. You had a Zendibo, 36 confirmed dead on the spot, over 40 injured, and many more missing, out of a death toll of 150 or thereabout. You will call this number. I want BBC switchboard to melt completely, because when you ring a phone, the phone is hot. I want it melted completely. Let BBC understand that they are propagating the agenda of Satan. They are working with Hausa Fulani people to destroy the children of God. You will remind BBC that we are the children of God. And that those they killed, those that the BBC killed, if you have not seen the video of Matthias Kanu, go and watch it. A BBC correspondent was watching as this man was killed. Did BBC do any investigative reporting on it to ask for the culprits to be brought to book? The answer is no. They are the ones killing us. If you don't stop BBC, they will kill you again. They will kill you. Now is your opportunity to remind them that this nonsense cannot continue. You must tell them that. The number to call is +44. Remind, this has to happen for 24 hours. We don't let them go until tomorrow. Never. We call them and keep reminding them until they accept who we are. The number is +44 208 743 8000. We have some people in the studio. They've not said anything. They will say something now. They will introduce themselves. They will acknowledge all the wonderful people of Biafra scattered all over the world. Some of you calling BBC as we speak from the Far East. I expect Japan. I expect Malaysia, China. I expect Thailand. I expect Taiwan. I expect Hong Kong, the Philippines. I expect those of you in Australia. I also expect those of you in South Korea. I expect all of you to call the BBC. As the earth is spinning, if it is your morning, please keep calling them. We want to melt their switchboard or else they will kill you again. If we don't halt BBC, BBC will kill us. They will destroy us. And we can't let that happen. Please go ahead.
Greetings, dear friends all over the world. My name is Chuka Bosa. I am from Omudioka in Oka South, Anambra, beautiful land. I welcome you all to our broadcast today, and please keep on keeping on. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, beautiful people of Biafra and all over the world. My name is Vivian Ogi from Nnewi South. Please stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. My name is Prince Aiki Kechuku from Mbitolu Local Government, Imo State. I'm the coordinator of Biafra in UAE. I'm presently now at live broadcast of Radio Biafra here in Enugu, the headquarters of Biafra. Thank you and keep on listening. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world, brothers and sisters. Here is your sister, Ebere Chukwu Anubogu. I welcome you to today's broadcast. I am from Suka, and Suka is in Enugu. Enugu is in Biafra land. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. As I promised you, here they are assembled. Our dear sister, please go ahead.
Good evening, all Biafrans all over the world. I greet everybody. Keep doing the good works. And Chukwu Abuama, our God will continue to direct and guide us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We didn't get your name, actually.
My name is Mary Basti Ike from Ikotubo in Akwa Ibom State.
Wonderful. That is wonderful. At the studios of Radio Biafra. And we said we are one. If you see her, won't you say that she's related to Chioma? That both of them are related? That we are one people, the same people. They said, are we united? Of course we are more than united. We are doing what is right for our people. People complain that they are not receiving the transmission. Is that correct? Six people are saying they are not receiving it. Please go to BiafraRestoration.com. You know we are surrounded by cowards. They can't come out in the open. They attack our websites. They attack our transmission. But they can't stop us. They cannot stop us because we are unstoppable. Nobody can. I don't know if people are calling BBC or not. You must call them. For 24 hours, if you cannot stop BBC, how can we go into battle? We can't. These little things that we do is to test to see your resolve. To see how strong you are, we must stop BBC. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra.
My dear leader, I'm the director of Radio Biafra. The people of Biafra all over the world, I greet you in the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless you wherever you are. I am Okechukwu Obi from Manchester, an indigenous of Biafra from Ebo Mainugu local government in Biafra land. I am calling you this evening because my leader, you have inspired me a lot. The words I've heard from Radio Biafra sometimes make me to cry regarding my nation, regarding my people. And it has inspired me to go back to my knees, to fast and to seek the face of the Lord. And a couple of days, I prayed fervently about this movement. I was in a dream and also in a trance. And the Lord spoke to me several things that I want to make clear to you and to the people of Biafra all over the world. Our leader, you said that you have prayed, or people have prayed regarding the Biafran people, and God have heard us. Yes, God have heard us, but God, the dream I had a voice saying that the prayers that were prayed were conditional. Conditional that we will not do evil, that we will not go back to our evil. But there are terrible things happening. That on the day, on the 30th of May, our people should pray for the land of Biafra. That terrible things have been done. The Lord allow us to be enslaved because of the evil. But since then, a lot of people have cried unto him. Individually, he saved them. But if we want to be saved as a nation, that people should pray. We should pray as a nation. Especially the men. The men have abandoned their responsibilities as the head of homes. They have committed terrible things, and the anger of God has come. And then women have no excuse or have nothing but to join. Therefore, men should especially pray fervently on that day. For the Lord, that the prayer is, God, we have disappointed you as a person, have disappointed you as a nation, have mercy upon us. This message, our leader, you should hammer on it, that our people should change their ways. And if we change our ways, that it shall be well with us. But if we continue in evil, that we will carry yokes. And I heard that it is the Lord that allow that 100 years to be placed on that document. Just as if we were going to repent, that he was going to save us from the slavery. And I saw that there were four nations, four women, white women, coming to me. Because since I prayed, I said, God, I want you to show me anything about, anytime I pray about this Biafra movement, I want you to show me things as if it is my personal issue. And we asked the people of Manchester about in the month of March, I told them that I saw in my dream where there were many vehicles moving on the road, and a force overturned a vehicle, and people were stuck in there, and they were bleeding. And then there were two white people and two couples, black people, came, coming to rescue them. And we prayed on that day in our meeting that any kind of unnecessary death that would be caused to the Biafran people when there would be mass movement for God to destroy it. We never knew that it was going to be in this bombing. And now I realize that those two white people means the Europeans and the Americans and the people who are coming out for the rescue of Nigeria. So I saw four women, white women. They came to me, they approached me with their own wisdom. But when I narrated them to what I know, they were stunned. And then they followed me. And when I began to show them things, they were so marveled. I'm telling you that the West will going to come to us. And when they come, and see the knowledge and what the quality we have, they will follow us. So I want our people to pray for the Lord to have mercy upon our nation. When I woke up from this dream, I remember immediately what my senior brother told me 3 weeks ago in Calabar, in one of the towns where they are living, that he has moved his children to another village because the king of that village died and they are looking for children to kill and use their head to bury the king. So little children now are like a hot cake. Little children are endangered in that very town. So these are one of the terrible things that is raped God in our nation. And so many other things we have been saying even today. So we need to really pray on the 30th of May. Those who are led in the spirit should pray and lead our nation and ask God to have mercy upon us. And then there is another thing I have in the dream. The women should pray, Father, have mercy upon us, our husbands and our children, our fathers, and everything that we have committed. We should cry unto the Lord, and the Lord will show mercy upon us as a people. And I'm telling you that God is going to do great things in our lives.
Yes, sir.
Secondly, is regarding the debate. You say that after the Biafra is realized, that there will going to be a building that will be built for debating on how we worship God.
That is correct.
I heard a voice that said, we are of Abraham. And if we want to know how we will worship God, the way God used to speak to Abraham is what we're going to inculcate. God speaks to Abraham in the dreams. God used to take him out and reveal to him hidden things. That we should pray to the Lord God Almighty, how do you want us to pray to serve you? And the Lord will going to speak to us. Those who are being appointed that he will reveal things, we're going to call. They were going to speak, and it was going to be declared. But if you were going to engage people, they were going to corrupt the whole process. This is what I have.
Thank you
and
very much.
And I want...
You round up for me. We have coordinators waiting.
I'll round up in a bit. My leader, I want us to know that we, the Biafran people, it is time, I don't know how we're going to prepare to confront the British people regarding what they did in our nation. Because I saw where we confronted the conservative government, but they were not really much committed in it. But in what I saw in the dream, David Miliband was going to be the next Prime Minister of UK. So we should prepare to confront the Labour government in 2015. If you will permit me, there are three prayers I've been praying for this movement.
My dear brother, there are people waiting, I'm afraid. We have time to analyze that, and I welcome that. I like your dreams. Please keep dreaming them. Things come to me via dreams sometimes as well. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. I believe that we have some of our coordinators on the line. Can they hear me, please?
Yes, thank you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Go ahead.
Okay, Director, thank you. And before I go on, I must not fail to thank you for the wonderful job you are doing. And we must say, keep on doing the good job. Thank you, Director, and God bless you. Before I proceed, I will also acknowledge the presence of the people who do there in the studio, somebody like Ike Chukwu Ndiago, Ebere Chukwu Adebogo, Chukabosa, Osita Okeke, Chioma Amaralis, and our coordinator from UAE. I must say welcome. We are wonderful for coming to our studio today. May Chukwu Abiam be with you all. Director, I present to you the National Coordinators of Europe. Before I step on, I will take you directly to France, where we have our national coordinator, Valentine Ezer. Director, Director, Valentine Reze will tell us how prepared they are. The world is waiting, Valentine.
Yes, we are.
Valentine Reze, are you there?
Okay, yes, I'm here. Thank you very much. Good evening, Director, and good evening to all Biafrans. Director, first of all, I will like to thank you for the wonderful job you are doing. And I will not take much of our time. I can say about the let me go straight to the point about the rallying. I can say that France, we are 99% prepared. And today I went to the police according to the appointment they gave to me. And without any doubt, then we have the police approval for 30th of May. So I will also use this opportunity to urge all the Biafrans in France. If you want to join us, you have my number, you know my number, you can call me on 06-99-32-12-82. At the same time, we are not really feeling good here on the day that we're supposed to celebrate for this approval. We have one of our brother, John Nakukwe from Umuoji, who lost his dad yesterday night. And I sent my message to him, and I asked him to accept our sympathy. The Biafran here in France, we sympathize with him. John, we are very sorry for that sad news anyway. So, Director, I think everything is moving according to the track. There is no hindrance. We pray that day we will have a nice weather because all these days it's raining. But to God be the glory, everything is in place. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Please, Ojukwu Dere, coming on there, put your mic, please. Ojukwu, put your mic. If you are coming on, put your mic, otherwise I will remove you. Director, thank you. I will go to Germany to bring our national coordinator in Germany. Chukwe Meka Nzurumike. Chukwe Meka, please.
Is he there?
Is Chukwe Meka Nzurumike with us?
Hello?
Okay. Nzurumike.
I am. Are you hearing me?
Okay, go on. Please. Make it
brief. Okay. Are you hearing me, please?
We're hearing you.
We can hear you loud and clear. The world is hearing you. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much, our able director. The very one sent by God. I still believe in it tomorrow. Nothing like this has ever happened before. And like you usually said, it will not happen again. Because this is something different. When you were in Düsseldorf last time, somebody ran this kind of struggle before and said this is a different ball game. It is a different ball game indeed. Thank you so much. Thank you, the editorial board of Radio Biafra. You are very, very unwavering. Thank you so much. Thank you, Enyago Ikechukwu. Thank you for you guys are doing so well. Osito Keke, for without your presence back home, people in diaspora will be feeling like we are dreaming. But your presence back home makes everything look very real. It makes us have hope. It makes us that there's nothing bad in having hope. And there's nothing wrong in having a hope. And I thank God for you today. And we shouldn't stop seeing you because I know that this work is so hard. Anybody working so hard in this struggle understands what it is. And to that extent, I know I need to praise you one way or the other. And I know it's too much, but you have to take it. It belongs to you. And now let me go to Germany quite very straight as much as I can. Germany, we are doing our best. We have about 7 demonstration units in Germany. All those responsible, according to their feedbacks, have been doing so well and so far so good. We are going to expect a very formidable match in Germany. So far, we've been granted the permission to match everywhere we are expected to match. For all our people in Germany, for those who don't know and those who are joining the Biafran struggle for the first time in your life, please note that in Hamburg there is going to be a demonstrating unit. Know that in Bremen there is going to be one. In Düsseldorf we're going to converge there. Know that there's going to be one demonstrating unit in Stuttgart. There is going to be one in Frankfurt. There is going to be another one in München. Please, for your information, do come out. Come out from your Igbo net, come out from your Igbo bondage, and join a movement for life, for this is our future. We can't have this opportunity again. I am afraid. We can't have it again. You can't be yelling for freedom for 100 years and nobody has given it to you, and you think another 100 years you're going to get it. No way. We have to come out now and join this struggle, supporting Nnamdi Kanu of what a good thing he's doing and his crew. We need to support them. But I must tell you the frank about this thing is that we need money. Money is needed in this struggle. In as much as editorial board refuses politicians, the nasty politicians, corrupt politicians to be part of this, I thank God. I think that's why we're making progress. And to that extent, everybody, please, if you are asked to raise any money, if you are asked to raise any fund, do not shy away. Do not shy away. Please, let's support this struggle as time goes on. I know that the heavier part is coming forward, and nobody should relent. Nobody should waver. Don't be afraid. We're going to conquer, and we're going to save our land. We're going to take our country back. It belongs to us. If you don't go for it, it can't come to you. Nobody will give it to you. So please, I will use this opportunity to thank all the coordinators for the good jobs they are doing. I will thank all the functionaries for the good job they are doing. And let me give a special thank to Abai in Berlin for the first time. We are having a unit in Berlin and coming up very robustly. And I thank our Karamonde of Germany. Mrs. Oguduro is a white woman. Very much more committed to this struggle. I love that woman. And when I was in Berlin, she did a very good job. She showed me what she's been doing. She got the whole permission we needed from Internal Affairs Ministry of Germany, because they're going to march down to the main building of the federal government of Germany. For that, to that effect, they got the permission for it, and also got the permission from local police. This woman was behind the whole effort. Thank you so much, Director. Let me not proceed, because I think the time limit is already elapsed. Thank you very much, and I wish you all well, and I hope we're all going to make it. God bless Biafra.
Thank you. Thank you, and God bless you too. Thank you.
Thank you, Rumike. Thank you very much. Director, permit me to take you down to Sweden, where we have our national coordinator, Chigozie Ikejiofor. Chigozie Ikejiofor, you have the line now. I have to talk to the world and tell us how prepared you are for Sweden.
Hello, Director. This is Chigozie Ikejiofor. I'm calling from Umudim, Newi, in the Biafra land. All the way from Sweden, we are reporting that everything is going good here in Sweden. But before then, I want to send my greetings to every one of you here. Yeah? I want to send my greetings to all our brothers who have been supporting this struggle, the brothers who have been helping you out there, the brothers who, whenever I think of, I know that there's a real Biafrans. I want to send my warm greetings from Sweden to all of them, and may God continue to strengthen them, always to bless them. From Sweden here, everything is going perfectly well. We are going to demonstrate in three different cities, which is Stockholm, Gothenburg, and Malmo, and which is everything has been granted. Today, we granted in the last city in Gothenburg, they have got their own permit to do the demonstration on the 30th of this month, which is everybody here in Gothenburg is happy. Our T-shirt, our everything flag is ready. And our people, most of people are turning up. Last Saturday, we had a meeting, and the people that I did not even expect to turn up, they said they must surely participate, which is something to give God the glory. Everything is going absolutely good in Gothenburg. And I want to use this opportunity in Sweden. I want to use this opportunity to encourage all the Biafrans in Sweden. Wherever they are, if you think you are safe in Sweden because you think you are doing good, I want you to think of how things are going on our Biafra in Nigeria. Where you are from in Biafra land, know that you are not safe. Something might happen to you tomorrow. So it's good that you come out, that we show the world that Biafrans are still existing. I'll be continue to talk to people. I'll be continue to telling people that how can you fold your arms and people will be dying. Can't you do something? Can't you come out to follow all Biafrans to march on this 30th? So I'm encouraging every Biafran in Sweden. If you haven't gotten your T-shirt, or if you don't know where to start, or if you don't know who to call, I'm going to give out my number here. Call me tomorrow. I will know where you are, and I will direct you to your nearest cities that you will participate in this struggle, in this rally on 30th of this month, being Friday. And I'm going to give out my number now, 07-630-920-60. I'm going to repeat it again, 07-630-920-60. Please, I need everybody, and I want everybody to be on the city, on the squad by 11 o'clock, not 12:30, because if you miss this 2 minutes silence, you have missed, in fact, you have missed every part of the demonstration, the most important thing of that demonstration. So try to be there earlier, so that we can have this 2 minute silence. It's very, very important. It's very, very important. May God bless you as you come. As God gives you life today, I believe that you will make it to be there on Friday. So God bless everyone. Director, God bless you. God bless all the Biafrans, wherever they are. And God bless Biafrans in Sweden. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please go ahead. The next person.
Thank you, Chigozie. Thank you. Director, we are heading to Czech Republic, where we have JP Chike. Chike, please, the word is waiting. Is Chike there?
Yes, Uche, thank you. Yes, Uche.
Thank you. Go on.
From the world, good evening to you, director. I'm in the studio. Yes, Uche. Thank you, Uche. Good evening, dear friends all around the world. Good evening to you, director. Good evening to our brothers there and our sisters there in the studio. This is Jasper Chike, calling from Czech Republic. I am from Umulumbe in Ojebogne, local government of Enugu State, Biafra land. As you may know, the director, Ike Chukwenye is my brother.
Of course we know. Wonderful.
Yes, reporting from Czech Republic. First of all, I have to say, pardon me. Yesterday, I wasn't available for the Biafra meetings, Biafra meeting yesterday. The reason was because we had a very, very extensive meeting yesterday. Last week, we wrote letters to all the Biafra-affiliated groups here in Czech, probably the Delta State Union, the River State Union, the Igbo Union. So yesterday, to my own surprise, all of them came in, so we had a meeting that extended up to almost 5 hours. We sought a lot of things out within ourselves, and some of them, or will I say most of them, they pledged to be there with us on that day. And the T-shirt that we made internally, because we didn't order T-shirt from China like most of our brethren around the world, we made our own T-shirt here. People immediately started buying, and they promised to be there on that day. May 30, the truth is, what we are waiting for here in Czech Republic is May 30 itself. We are 100% ready. The police, the courts, they have given us authorization, the paperwork, whatever we need. They have given us all the authority to go ahead. So I'm assuring you, Director, that Czech Republic is not in your back. Rather, we are at your side, marching together to the to our new home, which is Biafra land. We are ready to go. We are ready. Nothing is stopping us. We have already done everything that needed to be done to have our marching successfully on May 30. So I'm assuring you again, and to all Biafrans around the world, that you can count on Biafran in Czech Republic. We are good to go. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Chike. Thank you. Director, I think by this juncture, I will take you to Elada, Greece, where we have Nando Budeshi Ojukwu Ihiala. Ojukwu, you have the word to talk to. Is Nando Budeshi there? No. Okay, let's go to Chris, the coordinator of Cyprus. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we are listening.
Okay, good evening, Biafrans all over the world. Here in North Cyprus, we have planned ourselves to mobilize or to come together on the 30th of May to remember our fallen heroes. We are students here, and the school is not guaranteeing us the permission to do it under Biafran. They said we must come as a Nigerian student, and we are not Nigerian students, we are Biafran. So we decided to do it on our own, and have a lot of students are not coming out. Most of them don't even know what it takes to be a Biafran. So the few ones that we are able to come out, we have printed our t-shirt, and we are ready to go and do it on our own on the 30th of May. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We had you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Director. Have you finished?
No. I want to encourage every Biafran here in North Cyprus that is listening to come out or join the Biafrans in North Cyprus on the Facebook so that together we can be able to do this. Together we can be able to remember our fallen heroes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Director, are you here? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Loud and very, very clear. Please continue. The world, as always, is in rapt attention. Please continue.
Okay, Director, we are now marching to Belgium. Belgium, where we have Kinsley, is one. Kinsley, can you hear me? Izuan, can you hear me? Kinsley, National Coordinator of Belgium, can you hear me?
Hello.
Your word is waiting, Kinsley.
Yeah. Good evening, all Biafrans. Director, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Good evening.
I'm from Alondi. We are in Belgium. We have already prepared. We have got our police reports and we have put things in order. We got to march in front of Libyan Parliament. We got our police report today, so it's clear that we are going to participate on that 8th of May. I'm using this opportunity to call all the Biafrans all over the Belgium to come out and participate on our Biafran days. But Director, there's something I want to let you know, that our people here in Belgium, they are not they are not involved in what we are doing. We are just very few people that are doing all this we are doing here. So, but I'm praying that maybe that they will come out and support what we are doing. So I thank all the Biafrans all over the world. I thank Ikechukwu Enyago, Carlo Monde, Chuck Kabosa, and also you, head of the Biafra movement. Everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, my director.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
God bless all Biafrans.
And you too.
Thank you, Kinsley. Thank you very much. Thank you, Kinsley. I don't know if we have Ojukwu Nando Budeshi. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Nando Budeshi? Director Nando Budeshi cannot hear me.
Yes, no problem. Maybe his line is false. Is that a problem? Are we?
I think we have a coordinator in Finland.
And after Finland, we continue tomorrow because we need to take calls and shut down BBC. Very, very important. After this call from Finland, we continue tomorrow. We know that Europe is very, very wide, and we commend all of you for the work that you're doing. We commend our European representative, Uchenna Nasebu, for the work he has done in such short space of time. I hasten to add, we commend all of you. Finland will proceed. After Finland, we take other callers, and Europe will continue tomorrow. Please go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
The world is waiting.
Hello?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Go yes. On. The world is waiting.
Okay. Good evening, dear friends, all over the world. My name is Clement Anyebu. I'm a native of Ebelebe in Okano Local Government here of Anambra State. By the special grace of God, I am the national coordinator of Finland. Director, I want to thank you very much for what you are doing for our people. We are waking from our sleep. And by the special grace of God, we are going to achieve what we are doing.
You see?
Here in Finland, we are ready for the rally on the 30th of this month. Our EBO committee, the 30th of May committee, they have really done a good work. Everything we need for the rally are ready. We are registered in Finland as Biafrans in Finland. We are doing a good job. All the Biafrans in Finland are coordinators because all of us are working and doing the same job. I want to say that here in Finland, they know Biafrans before we even know ourselves. They love Biafrans. And that day, they will come and join us as well to honor those people that could not eat the food that they brought for us during the time that the British people were starving our people, our children. They are ready to join us, and they are willing to do everything they can to be with us. Director, on the very day early in the morning, you are going to have an interview with one of the national TVs in Finland. They will hear your voice. They will know about us. That very day, we will show the people of Finland that we are Biafrans. We appreciate what they did for us, and we expect that they will still continue to do more for us. We are comfortable here because of their hospitality. The same thing they extended to us during the genocide, they are still extending it to us. Director, I must tell you that sometimes when you say that Britain is one of the most civilized nations in the whole world, I laugh. You have not gone to Finland. When you come to Finland, you will know what civilization is all about. Britain was built on lies. They stole the things that were ours to build their country. So whatever that is in Britain, almost 60% of it came from our land. Finland built their country without anybody's wealth, and they are taking good care of everybody. They have free education for the whole world. They give us everything that we need. We are very comfortable here. There is no billionaire in Finland, but every Finnish person has an apartment to live in. There is no dispute in Finland. Nobody goes hungry in Finland. We were told that during the war, whenever a Finnish girl or a boy refused to eat, the mother will tell her that, you know, in Biafra, children don't even see food to eat, and you are refusing food. They are still saying it. And they like us. So on the 30th of May, Director, we are ready. And Finnish people are ready. Thank you so much, dear friends. Let us march forward. There's no other way to this than to march forward. There's no other way at all. Anybody that is scared of seeing blood will be ready to see blood, because they will surely come. We are not bloodthirsty. We don't harm anybody. But surely they will come. And we shall defend ourselves and go after them as well. I thank you so much, Director, for what you are doing, and other fighters who are down there in Nigeria. Thank you so much, dear friends. Good luck to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And as I said to Uche Nasiebu, who happens to be our European representative, doing a very wonderful work, that brings to conclusion for today alone. For today alone, that is, we continue again tomorrow. Europe is very wide, and our enemies are shaking. Can you see how many countries we are in? We did not mobilize locally. We mobilized all over the world. That's how formidable we are. We understand that BBC is begging already. BBC is already begging. We will melt their switchboard. If you haven't received the number, this is the number to call once again. This is to shut BBC down. We must tell them that we are Biafrans without fear before our enemies. We will meet them wherever they want to meet us, anytime, any day, because everything born by a woman bleeds. We all bleed. They come here, we die with them. Life is meaningless without Biafra. The stupidity, the brainwashing, all the nonsense they fed us. I'm not saying there isn't anything good about the people that came from Europe. We acknowledge their contribution towards the advancement of mankind. I am not myopic. We acknowledge what they have done. They have done more good than bad. Yes, I agree. Some of them are very decent. We know. Genuinely God-fearing, yes. But the bad ones amongst them, those that want to keep down the children of God, we can't allow them to succeed. When we preach on Radio Biafra and tell the world that God will come here, they don't understand it. There was something that Gozie sent to me this evening that sent shivers down my spine. I never knew this place existed here in Enugu. I never knew. I'm going to read out the name of this particular village. When I read out the name of this village, you will marvel. Anything I tell you is gospel. Heaven knows I never knew this village existed. Everything we preach here comes to us by divine revelation. God is my witness. God is my witness. I never knew this up until today. Confirmation of it. Because when I open my mouth to speak, the Spirit will say, you will testify that Chukwuabiamah is God. And that's what we do. There is a village here in Enugu. No wonder Enugu is our capital. No wonder the white man chose this place as the capital of the eastern region. The white people saw something that we have been unable to see. When I tell you that this land is holy, you believe me. When I tell you that Biafra is the kingdom of heaven, that's why I called it on this earth, you believe me. The name of this village is Omo Obase, to start with children of God, Omo Obase. Our dear sister that came here is Omekote Ebene, is Omakwa Ibom. They say is Abase, the same God. We say Obase, they say Abase, the same people. The name of this village is Omo Obase, which means children of God. And do you know where this Omo Obase is located? The clan is called Omo Aniyigwe, Umu ana igwe, the children of heaven, the children of heaven, that is the name of a village, the children of God from the place of heaven, children of God from heaven, Omo Obase, Omo ana igwe, Inogu. Anything I tell you is gospel. It's not broadcast, it is gospel. The truth that we are directly descended from God. No other person. I said direct from God. There is nowhere in Israel where people answer the children of God coming from the heavenly place on this earth. Impossible. No other place in the world. That is why we are special. That is why we are special. Some say we are. I said, why won't I be arrogant? Somebody who is directly descended from Chukwu Abiyama, Omua Anigwe, heaven on this earth is in Biafra land. There is no other place where you have such a name. No wonder they named the part of Enugu New Heaven. And I was thinking, where did they get this thing from? I don't know that this is the dwelling place of God. The highest place we have in the entire Biafra land is here. Which means that it is closer to God. And it's a very befitting place for us to build a memorial, a monument to the glory of Chukwu Abiyama, in honor of those that fought and died for us. You are the children of God. There is nothing a European can tell you about God. You were sinful, yes. You allowed those two to come in, yes. You dabbled in slavery, yes. And other crimes to boot. We know that, but we have asked Chukwu Abiyama for forgiveness. Before we started, we said to God, there will be no Osu in Biafra land. If you are an advocate of Osu, you go on exile and get away from here. There will be no Osu. No discrimination of any sort. There will be none whatsoever. Everybody will be born equal before Chukwu Abiyama and before the law. Everybody, from the president to the street cleaner, everybody is equal. Omo Obase, Omo Anigwe, descended from God himself. That is why you are indestructible. This is the reason why I now understand. People, we are crying. The sorrow was too much. Because our people did not believe that Chukwu Abiyama could abandon them to such a fate, such that they encountered between 67 and 70. Most of you don't know this. Some, we are praying and saying, where is God? You didn't know this before. But God knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. He said, when you remember and come back to me, I will set you free. Any day you know that I am the Lord your God, you'll be set free. Now we know that Chukwu Abiyama is God. Every other thing is rubbish. Nonsense. I will debate the finest theologians in the world if they are man enough to step forward. Three questions I have for them. I've not released it yet. Three questions, and their cassock will fall off their neck. You are from Chukwu Abiyama. Omo Obase, Omo Ana Igwe, Omo Ana Igwe. The children of heaven. It's here now. Let's go and take some calls. The caller on the phone, turn your system down, your name and where you're calling from. We are Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
I don't know the language to use. I don't know the qualification or what to say to you guys there. In fact, I don't know any other English to use to say thank you for the good work you people are doing there. My name is Sunday Daniel Enemegba, a regular caller. I'm a native of Newusa, from Newusa local government, Anambra State, Biafra land, more precisely, I want to really congratulate you people on what you are doing. In fact, the whole world is hearing now, and everywhere is shaking. Yesterday, after the news, I started listening to Radio Biafra and switched my TV to AIT, and I learned that the AIT is showing the history of Nigeria's Biafran War. And I said, why are they showing? I know that they are listening to Radio Biafra. If not, why are they showing it at this time? What is their intention of showing this at this time, if not because they know what Radio Biafra is planning to do on that year? I think this gospel has reached over the world, all over the world. And I'm very happy hearing you talking about BBC. Let us shut BBC down. When our TV station was on, let's shut CNN and all of them, let them know there are people that God has blessed. There are people that are God sent into this planet Earth. There are people that you cannot toil with. And when God has taught us, when God has lifted the leader for us, in fact, the world will know that we have arrived. I want to thank you people, and I want to thank all our coordinators all over the world doing their best. In fact, I am marveled. When I hear from them, I am dumbfounded. When I hear from them, they are doing great work. Nobody can pay them for what they are doing. It is only God that will pay them and what they are doing for their country. Also, my director, there is this one of my friends on my Facebook today. He was asking me about the Biafra campaign, and I began to tell him something about it. He's in India, and I asked him if he belongs to the Biafra family in India. He said no. In fact, he didn't know anything about it. And I said, so he should call the Biafra so that he will know more about the people in India. So, my director, if you can help and announce our coordinator in India, so that on the phone number, so that this guy, I know that he listens to Radio Biafra now, because I told him everything, and he promised to listen, and he promised to call. So, he can link up with the Biafra family in India. I want to thank you, and I want you to know also that we are getting ready here. We had our meeting on 22nd, and it was fantastic, it was good. We are preparing all we can, in a way we can do it. And what I want to assure you, my director, is that we are all behind you. We are all behind you. If you happen to go up, we go up. If you happen to go down, we go down. If you happen to come down, we come down. However you want us to do it, we do it. This is what we owe to our fallen heroes. This is what we owe to our unborn children. This is what we owe to all the children all over the world. We want to see our new nation. We know that we are going to see it. We know it is time already. I want to invite all the girlfriends all over the world, please and please, anywhere you are, don't say that this struggle is meant for some people and not for everybody. This struggle is meant for everybody. It is time for us to wake up from our slumber. In Nigeria, we are not needed. We are not wanted. In fact, everything you talk about in Nigeria, after the war, we are giving £20. No matter how much you have in your account, you are under £20 in your account, in your hand. And with that, the evil man started all over again. If you talk about so-called one Nigeria, it is an evil man that started it. Evil man goes everywhere and build houses in many places all over Nigeria, all over the world. It is we that is practicing it and the impact of it. But even with that, we know that we are not wanted in this country. We are not wanted. We don't want it anymore. We don't know anything. We don't want anything about Nigeria, this so-called Nigeria. It is not even good for animals to live in, talk less of human being. That is why I'm telling all Biafrans, for the betterment of ourselves, for the betterment of our future, for the betterment of our unborn children, for the betterment of that your 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years old child that is in your hand today, I want you to support Biafra. It is for you, it is your trouble, it is your country, and God will bless Biafra and all that is fighting for his freedom. Thank you, and standing by, my director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. There was something you said which is very, very interesting. You said that people are listening. Why wouldn't they listen? Do you know that after our broadcast of about 5 days ago, Nigeria announced that they are withdrawing every military escort for all these buffoons that they escort? Because we told them that in the new Biafra, if you cannot drive yourself, then don't do the work. You see all this useless house girl, house boy, nonsense. In fact, you can't even dream about it. Whose child is going to be house boy to you? How about your own children being house boy to other people? You're driving around in 4, 5, 6, 7 convoy. How many persons are you? Only one person. You can't sit in front of the car. You want the owner's side that is reserved for the president, the prime minister. That's all. Every other officer of state, you sit in front of the car if you have a chauffeur. In the front, if you won't sit there, go resign, go somewhere else and do your useless, cheap local big man, African big man that knows nothing. We are going to be equal. People will respect you by the content of your character and what you can bring to the table to advance your country, not by any useless bogus title. That will be relevant in Biafra. If you won't answer simple Mr. or Mazi, you go to hell, essentially. We are building a country. By laying these fundamentals on the ground, that is how you can get running water, electricity, employment, good education. Go and check anywhere. Any place you have all these bloated, useless people with their bloated, hopeless titles, you are, oh, dear Lord. Anyway, monkey is better than you. This is Radio Biafra. We are the children of God. Omo anigwe. Omo anigwe. Those that came from heaven. Here, there is no other place in the world that originally... Before you have doubt, there is no... They named them Omo Obasi, children of God, inhabiting heaven on earth. Omo anigwe. Omo Obasi. Omo anigwe. Here, the only place you can find such in the world. And people tell me we are not special. Why do you think we have coal and oil in Enugu? The same place, at the same time. Is there any other place in the world where you have coal and oil forming side by side? Have you seen that before? The answer is no. Chukwuebiamah lives here. Of course he does. That is where we are calling down his spirit here on the 30th. A few days time. We bring it down. Ask anybody who has been to a memorial. Ask them the experience. They will tell you, this is the best I've ever seen it before. Thanks to all of you. We must continue. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? We have a caller on the line. They are waiting to hear their own voice, which is rather very, very unfortunate. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. Let us see who is there. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes. Great man.
Thank you very much. Ezemba, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Thank you. Great man, I thank you for this wonderful evening. I thank all the editorial board of Radio Biafra and the great people surrounding you there. I thank them all for their wonderful job. I thank our beloved sister, Eberechukwu Anibuogo, and Ike Fuenya, who is a great man. I thank also KK and all the rest. Great man, you touched me today, something so special. I read something in the Bible. Where the, because of what you are just saying on the topic where you are just saying, where they said in Acts of Apostles, chapter 13, from 1 down, the apostles of Christ, they were called nigger. They called them nigger. So then, and the, nobody have ever, I never come across such a thing that this thing was, you know, because nigger is only referred to black. Nigger means black. Those apostles of Christ were called me by this time. And then that also struck me. I said, we're celebrating Omo Sunday. They told us a story about Jesus. The people were using palm leaf to throw on the floor for Jesus. I asked, were there any palm tree in Israel now, this present Israel? Did they have any palm tree there?
They have date palm. There's something called date palm. They have date palm, not palm tree. They have date. That is a fruit called date. If you go to Jerusalem, you can actually buy it and eat it. Go ahead.
So in that case, with the palm, which palm were kind? My question was there. What I was asking is, which palm had to the throw on the floor for you?
From Biafra land, or Omunku from Biafra land, from here.
So that the reason that they went to import this particular palm tree from our land to Jerusalem. So everything is really something they never want to tell us reality what really happened. Something happened. And the point is that I believe as this is going on now, this will be revealing little by little. Because something really happened there. This is a multiple issue.
How does it happen? Because people think Europe was passing people who are going on the by the side of the forest, taking those palm tree leaves, throwing on the floor. How does it happen? If you look where there is palms, you can get, you can quickly go and take something like that and start throwing.
I agree with you.
How?
There is something they are not telling us. There is something they have not told us.
They have to really tell us the truth, what really happened, what really transpired. Because the truth is still hidden. And this nigger, they call the 12 apostles, how come? In Acts of Apostles, anybody can go and read it. Acts of Apostles chapter 13.
Acts of Apostles chapter 13. Which, you know, the Bible has many versions, depending on the person.
Yeah. Yeah. Acts of Apostles chapter 13, from 1. Yeah, if you read it before 5, you will see where they call the apostles of Christ niggers. They were the first niggers. Niggers.
Can somebody research that, please, for me? Acts of the Apostles, you can Google it. Acts of the Apostles, please. Chapter 13, 1 to 5. Google it, please, because I want to read it to see what it's like. I love acquiring knowledge like this. Very, very important. Go ahead.
So this thing is really, there's a lot that is inside Bible books. No preacher have ever told me something about it like this. It was one preacher that told me, do you really know that this Jesus is a black man? Do you really know that all the things that happen in Africa? He gave me this quotation. I said, read Acts of Apostles. They refer you to God as nigger, and they refer people, Jesus people, as nigger. That period.
That's amazing.
So that it's really, these people really messed up our brain, believe me.
They did, and that's what they're trying to reverse. They have graven image and idol all over Italy. The burning candle, Arosia Pirapi, something made with the hand. That is what the Bible said. Any image you forge with your hand is idol. You don't worship it. When you tell them the truth, they start crying like little babies. But they don't know Radio Biafra. We are here to speak the truth. We don't care who is offended. We don't give a damn who is offended. We tell you the truth. Imanotun dege wam, that I may change for the better. Is it there? Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, is what we are looking at. We want to see. In the church, I must read it. In the church at Antioch, the following were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, called Niger. That's where they call God's River Niger from. Called Niger. This is amazing. And Lucius of Cyrene, Manian, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. One day, while they were offering worship to the Lord and keeping a fast, the Holy Spirit said, I want Barnabas and Saul set apart from the work which I have called them. So it was after fasting and prayer, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So these two were sent on their mission by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia, and from there set sail for Cyprus. Cyprus, where our people are today, studying. They landed at Salamis and proclaimed the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews. John acted as the assistant. They traveled. I can't see this. Where is it? Has anyone? Maybe it's not this version. You know, these people, anybody, they wake up in the morning, they have their own version. So nobody knows which is which. I need to know the version that you read. Let's go and take this call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm going to the extent.
What is your name? My goodness, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, I don't think they can. I seriously do not think. Have you seen the word nigger anywhere around there? Acts of the Apostles? Yes, please, can you Google it, please? Nigger, Acts of the Apostles, and see if it is there. We want to see it. But we know, do you people now believe that we come from heaven? Do you believe it now? Eh? Those of you going to Yoruba churches, you come from heaven and you're going to hell to go and worship God. Is that possible? They accuse us of mixing religion with politics. The two don't mix. But we are saying to them, you remove Chukwu Abiama from us and we lose our essence. The reason why we exist becomes null and void, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. That is why we have gone farther than anybody else in this very movement. Have you found anything of interest? Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have caller on Skype. This caller, can you hear me? Dear Lord, what is going on? Can you hear me? Amazing stuff. Amazing. Please, have you found it? Have you found anything resembling that? Have you found the word? That's what I want to know. Have you found it? Yes or no? Have you found it? That's what I need to see, please. Give it to me. Let me see where they call us niggers in the Bible. Let me see. The word nigger was used in the Bible for black people. Nigger is a noun in English. I need the direct quote from the Bible. Our people are skeptical. Find it for me. Direct quotation from the scriptures. I want to see it. Scriptures are one can do a chadere. Not these ones written by white people. I want the correct fact. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if our people can get through via Skype. We are doing all we can. You know, sometimes when they attack our system, it doesn't work. They attack us on Skype as well. They are wasting their time. Nefu Kahana, man. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have somebody on the phone, but they're not saying anything. They are not saying anything. They wanted to know if it is real. You know, Igbo people, sometimes they call to know if it is true. That's how you know people that specialize in gossiping, which is what Igbo men do. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Mr. Ifan Chukwu from Obolafo. In any way, I'm calling from Togo.
From where?
Togo.
From Togo, please. Public. Yeah, from Togo. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to tell you people that what people are doing there, I'm very, very happy. And, you know, I can say that for now, for about, let's say 3 weeks now, I've been listening to this program. I was told about this radio by a friend. And in fact, for the first day I had it, the language that you people are using, I was saying, wow, how many? What gives these people the courage to say all those things without being arrested? So, but as time goes on, I begin to realize many things. I begin to realize how the African people are suffering, how we have become slaves in our father's land. The monument that people are building,
yes,
I don't have much. But I know if there is any area I can help the African, if there is any area I am of use to help the African people, if it is to carry guns, I am ready. I can come back and fight for my fatherland because this movie has to stop. I hope you are hearing me.
The world is listening. I'm wondering what is Biafran doing in Togo. You know that Togo is another Yoruba country. Do you know that?
Yeah. Because, you know, I'm even surprised. I've been trying the number. Up to now, I've never had anybody call from this country. But we have many Biafran people. Many, we are many in this country. But, you know, I have never had anybody that contributed from this country. But notwithstanding, I am ready to fight for my fatherland. Even if nobody wants to come out, I can fight for my fatherland.
So when the time comes, we'll ask you to come back. When the time comes, we are going to ask you to. One thing baffles me, though. You know, I feel sorry for the life of a Biafran, especially an Igbo person, an Igbo young person. You know, you study, you're raised with Igbo language, or it could be Bibio, it could be Efik, it could be any language, and you don't get a job, you cannot do anything with it. Then you learn English, there is no job. Then you run away to Benin Republic or Togo. You go and learn French as well, so that you can afford to feed. Some of us can speak 5-6 languages, where we are struggling to find a place where we can find something to eat. It's a very sad life, you know. If our people actually sit down and reflect upon the hopelessness of their lives, most of us should commit suicide, honestly speaking. Because in some of us have can speak 6 languages. Not that they went to school to study it or out of hobby or whatever interest. No. They are learning these languages in order to survive. It's very, very shameful.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. When the time comes, of course, we shall ask for all of you to come back. We have some of our people here assembled. Osi, you've not said hello to our people. They'll be wondering what may have happened to you. You say hello to them in a minute. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. Yes, your name and where you are.
My name is Mr. Peter. I'm from Enugu, in Oji River. I mean, I'm from Oji River in Enugu, but precise.
So
can you hear me?
Yes, so your name is Mr. and your father's name is Peter.
My name is Peter Chukwuebuka.
That's better.
Ekwano.
That's better.
Yes.
Yes, that's better. Go ahead.
Okay, I am calling from India.
Yes. Go ahead. Are you one of us in India? Are you part of the family in India?
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. See, there is something that just came up right now. I just saw something in there's something I had right now here. I want you to just look at one particular village in Uwoba. There is a place, that place called Nazareth. They call the people who came from that place, the Nazareth. Up to today, we have not found the actual meaning of this in the Nazareth. That place is located in a village called Obudu in Uguaba. You understand what I mean?
And it's the same place, you know. This same Uguaba is the same area which this same Umuaba say. Omo and Igwe is the same around the same Uguaba. And I'm getting this evening from Gozie that is the highest peak. It is the highest point in Biafra land. That same place is the highest point in Biafra land. So when we tell them that Chukwu Abiyama will come here, people think we are joking. When he comes, he will come to you.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
So in case anybody want to verify what I'm saying, that particular place is just in Obudu, a place they call Obudu Village. Obudu Village in Uwoba. The people that came from that place are called Ndi Nazareth. We up to today, even my guy couldn't tell me what it is. He just said he was born and he said it like that, Ndi Nazareth. You understand? That everybody just said that people believe that they came, you know, they are just brothers to Jesus Christ, something like that. But nobody can actually tell us the meaning of that Ndi Nazareth. That is how they are being addressed. And these people are just a small group of people, of which I myself, I came from that particular place we are talking about. Go and verify what I'm telling you. That place is made up of three families. I mean, like three things. There's a place, that place from Akoda, I forgot the actual names, but all of them are being called Ndi Nazareth. You understand? So those things are still amazing to us, the people that came from that particular Uwoba. Nobody also today can come up and say the actual meaning of what that name means, Ndi Nazareth. You understand? So the thing just came to my mind as soon as I heard something you said about Umar Abase. Those names, so many people are being marveled about all these names. You see? So why are people enslaving us to people, to anyone else?
To house Islam, children of God, serving Islam, is an insult.
What?
An insult.
It's an insult. It's an insult. It's an insult. You see? So that's what I actually triggered me to call this evening. So everybody can begin now to know that we don't belong to them. We fell from God. We belong to God. We are not slaves. They should be enslaved to us, not we enslaving to them. We should guide them and tell them what to do. Because we are directly from God. You see? So, Mr. Director, I thank you very much for this. And wherever, however, I am going to support. I am ready to fight. I keep saying it. Yeah, I will shoot. You see?
I know.
Why can people be enslaved in their own fatherland?
It's not possible, no. Not for long.
If British put hands in this farm, they will take themselves in mess. Yeah.
No wonder they told us when they came. I will keep asking my dad and saying, but who are we? The British say, they don't have history. They don't have any history. The Igbo people don't have history. So this is what they've been hiding. No wonder. No wonder. They did not want to tell us that in actual fact that we are the chosen people of God. They wanted to keep this fact hidden from us. So when I tell you, when I castigate you for kneeling down before a Yoruba pastor, now you can understand the reason why. After hearing this news this evening, why would any idiot go to a Yoruba pastor to kneel down? Lead him. You must be a fool to go there. You are a child of God, directly descended. Tell me a village. What is the meaning of Umu Chineke in Yoruba language? Who speaks Yoruba here? In Asi Yoruba? This speak Yoruba? What is the meaning of it? Uh-huh. No. What is the meaning of children of God in Yoruba language? God forbid, Batin. Chineke bi kana pe kwensu ike. Omo with who? Omo Olorun Omo Oluwa. Children of God. Yes. Okay. Is there a place like that in Yoruba land you know of? Children of God. We are not only children of God. We come from a place called heaven. What are you now talking about? This is amazing. I never knew, and I thank God here for this. We continue our work because Chukwu Abiyama is God. They say, you have seen the evidence now. He will send his children when the time comes, and that time is now. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are. We are worshiping God here. Please go ahead.
My name is Chukwu Ifeka. I'm calling from.
From where?
But I'm from Idemiri, Abatete. I'm calling from Moscow, Russia.
From Moscow, you're from Abatete. That is Uche Mefos village, Abatete. That's where Uche comes from. Anybody that comes from there must be as great as Uche Mefos.
But I'm living in Moscow, Russia.
Go ahead, please. Turn your system down. Go ahead. Turn your system down and you go ahead, please. We are listening.
Yes. Yes. Director, before I thank you for all the things God has used to do. Okay, before I tell you, I thank you for all the God that uses you to do, and for you to be humble to God to use you to do. Let us go to that Bible again. Yes, there's neither in my own Bible, good news. My own Bible says good news, Acts 13, says, they call it black. They say in the church at Action, we are some prophets and teachers. Barnabas, Simon called the black. That's how they wrote it in my own Bible. Simon called the black. That means that you see is nigger. Yes, it's nigger. The guy is white. I was shocked when I saw it now. Simon called the black. Hello?
We are listening to you, please. Hello? We are listening. Continue. Hello? Oh, my goodness me. He doesn't want to pay attention. He doesn't want to pay attention, please. When you call Radio Biafra, turn your system off completely. That way, there will be little or no interference. This is Radio Biafra. Both our lines are open. If you want to support the monument, which is history, nobody can erase your name. It will be written in stone and signed and sealed. The number to call is the Radio Biafra, not Radio, in fact, Indigenous People of Biafra office line, +234 909 4665824. So you can actually say you did something for your people. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
My name is Chigozie Odumogbo from Olu local government in Imo State.
Thank you. Go ahead. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kwara State. I have called you before.
Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Director, I just want to keep some certain things, because I have been following the Radio Biafra since all this while. Let me just start from what Ezewine told you the last time. I don't know whether you remember.
Yes, yes, I do.
Thank you, thank you. You see, with what is happening, the last time I called you, I told you what when our problem started in 1967, which started on 25th July 1967. You see, our people, it's true that we are children of God, but most of us are chameleons. Like, in many occasions, the way I hear the Radio Biafra, one, I just want you to notice this. If we are talking of Biafra, I just want you to cancel anything about Uwazirike. Uwazirike. Let's just put it in this way. What is the meaning of Uwazirike? Uwazirike. The world should do what? Rest. How can the world rest?
And that's what he said, that he's going to rest.
Yes. How can the world rest when many people are hungry? How can the world rest when many people are seeking for job? How can the world rest when many people want to be educated? I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying.
I'm following you loud and clear. It's very clear. Please
now,
proceed.
With the name Uwazirike, if many people sit down and reason with that name, I don't count it as something to tell you the fact. That's my own. You see, there is our brother who called you. I forget the country he called you from. Even that very day, he was telling you, don't allow people to praise you, this. If people does not praise you, I will praise you. One, my point of praising you is this. Or my point of believing that you were sent by Chukwu Adeoma is this. When Isaac Iwe started, during the time of Isaac Iwe, Awolowo, and Bat Macaulay and others, Awolowo was fighting for the Yorubas, if I'm not mistaken.
You're correct.
But Nnamdi Azikiwe was fighting for the Africa. And wherever this is, Azikiwe of Africa.
Zeke of Africa.
Okay. Like many cowards say, they said Ojukwu. Let me just put it in this way. If we are saying in Biafra land today, I just look at you as the second Ojukwu in Biafra land. If you like, you believe. If you don't like, just take it the way I said. Because the name Ojukwu, it means a lot. Like your name, Onyema. Who knows what is going to happen in the next, even 3 hours to come? And which, if we are to work on that name, is a question to all human beings on the earth. Nobody can predict what will happen to him or her within even a second. Even as I'm talking to you, if Chukwu Adeoma said,
After I speak to you now, I will just, that's how I will pass away. And which I know that Chukwu Abiyama will not do what? Will not agree. So what am I trying to say? If we are talking of Biafra, I just want everyone, which I believe all our brothers and sisters, they are hearing me now. Let's forget anything about Uwazrike and Good Luck, Jonathan. When we look at Good Luck, Jonathan, according to his Igbo name, it's Ebere. So whatever he is doing, maybe visiting all the Emirs and the Obas in Yoruba land or whatever, which I know that if we come out in history today, he has never visited any Eze in Biafra land. So, Ebere, what is Ebere?
Mercy, pity.
So he will continue sympathizing here and there. Like people said, he's a woman, he's a this. He's not a woman. But his name is what he's doing, what? Disturbing him. So what am I trying to say? You, Onyema, one, be careful. You see, I like the way you people are going into the scripture. Many are called, but few are what? Chosen. And the Bible tells us, it says, where two or three are gathered. It says, where two or, and which I believe that the support you have now is more than two, is more than three. The only support we need now is from Chukwu Abiyama, and which I believe that he is in our side. So, and I believe and have the faith that we will conquer. Like the other time, when our brother who called himself a prophet, even somebody was saying you was harsh on the prophet, I laughed. Because I was listening to Radio Biafra every time. If somebody come out today and tell us in Biafra land that he or she is a prophet, then why can't such person perform what Elijah did? Or what Elisha did? Because Elijah, he confronted the king Baali and the Jezebel, which he let them know that the God he is serving is more than the God that they are serving. And he consoled the God that he or she is serving, or the God that anointed him as a prophet or a prophetess, to show us the way, because we are suffering. Because we are suffering. And we are suffering. We want way out. So, finding way out, and somebody will come out and tell you that his name is Uwazrike and ask him to go and rest, is rubbish. So, this is the reason why I said you should forget about Uwazrike. Please, I want every of our brother and sister that is hearing what I'm saying, let's just forget about Uwazrike completely and face where we are going. Let's forget those that are asking all kind of questions. They are distract people. It's just like what happened. If you could remember, Biafra, not that maybe the world or the war which started in 67, that we was conquered maybe because the Nigerians are more reasonable or powerful than us. No. One, the governor of the central bank by then, which was Awolowo, money was seized.
then the governor of Cameroon, which I will use this opportunity to tell our people that in Cameroon, to know that Cameroon, they are one of our enemies. Because the president by then was Ahidjo. Being Muslim or no Muslim, he and Gowan, they cooperate together, which they did not allow them to pass food through Cameroon to the Biafran again, which caused Washoko. So with this, every Biafran in Cameroon should know what he or she is doing there and find way to come down to Biafra land. If they know that yes, or reason with what I'm telling them, and if they go deep to the history of Biafra, they will know that yes, Cameroon, they do what? They are one of our enemy. So what am I trying to say here is this. In the Biafra, our brother, one of our brother, which I know that you know the history, he was the one they give money to go and produce weapons. He ran away with the money. That make us what? He render us useless, powerless. That give the Nigeria power today to say that they are this, they are that. But with what is happening now, I know that yes, we are going to rise, and we have already rise by the power of Chukwu Abiama, and we are going to claim that which belongs to us. So maybe after we might have claimed that, maybe Kai Zuzike, according to Wazrike, but for now we are not going to rest. But Onyema, be careful. That is my own advice. Don't, even as I'm talking to you now, don't believe in me. Just only believe in God. You were sent in Biafra for something, and which I believe that the message you are carrying along is what God sent you in Biafra land to do. Don't shake.
Impossible.
Don't listen to bad advice. Don't listen to all these foolish people who don't understand what belongs to them. Because if they understand what they are, or the type of person that they are, they will reason with you and know that yes, they are the servant, the real servant of God. But because they don't understand, that makes many of our people, we run away from our hometown. Like what you said the other time, yes. If we claim to, if we say today that Igbo people should come out, even some languages, they speak it more than the owner of the languages. Because of what? We are looking for one way or the other to do what? To survive.
To survive.
And we are continue. But for now, enough is what? Enough.
Of course.
Enough is enough. Please, with like what happened to Joss, I don't know whether you hear of recently that the hunters at Maiduguri, Borno State, the way they operate, and which they said that Shettima did not approve what they want. And they want the federal government to do what? To approve it. And if a governor in Borno State cannot approve or give them go ahead to go and look for those guests in bush, then how can the federal government do that? If you could remember, the last time I called you people, I said, Babangida Aliu, that is the governor of Niger State, he made a comment, said that to him, all the governors in the north supposed to know the numbers of the Boko Haram living in their state. After that, he was attacked. A church was burned. Just yesterday, he still made a comment, which he called Gowan, Babangida, and what is this, the name of this guy that handed over to Obasanjo, Abdusalam, that they should come out and find out what is happening to what, to know what the solution to Boko Haram. But I'm not after Boko Haram. I'm not after good luck. I'm not after Wazrike. What I'm after now is the way Biafra is going to do what? Like what they did to us. Just of recent, if you listen to news, they want all the 63 NEA to do what? To come down so that they can fight the Boko Haram.
Which is,
and
which,
they forget that
my dear brother,
this,
my dear brother, we have come to the end. Can you round up for me, please? We have come to the end of the program. Can you round up for me in 30 seconds? Can you?
Okay, my brother. They forget that majority of the 63 NEAs are Biafrans, which they retire them by force. So if it's only idiots, it's only idiots from Biafra that will go back. Thank you, Mr. Nyema. God be with you. May Chukwa Biama guide you, and Chigozie and others in the studio.
He said,
I pray, whosoever wants to attack you people, the person will perish. He or she, or the entire house of the person will perish, by the special grace of Chukwa Biama.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very, very much. Any name you call us here, we accept it as long as you give glory to God. Onyema will take Chigozie. Inyo olomasi unukwa anyi. As long as you offer praise to Chukwu Abiyama, we accept it very gladly. I don't know if some of you know, I'm the first child, the first son. I had over 9 names when I was born. From everywhere I go to, there's a name. And sometimes I irritate them by putting all of them in a document. They say, but there is no space. I say, but find space. Those are my names. I want to bear them. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Also, you will greet them. Even if you come late, you must also greet our people before we close. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Director. I say good evening, good afternoon, good morning to those of you, my fellow Biafran brothers and sisters worldwide, even our friends, our enemies, for listening to us in this today broadcast. I must apologize, but not much, for my late coming. I happen to be running around to make sure what we are doing is moving fine. I say thank you once again for listening to us today from our capital here in Enugu, Biafra land. Once again, my name remains Ostadima Okeke. I come from Umuze in Anambra, Orumbasa, LGA. Thank you. As we are about to close today, I want to make it very clear to you that we are working for Biafran restoration. We are working for Biafran restoration. And our effort, your effort, will never be in vain, because we are not going to relent until Biafra come. Thank you, and see you tomorrow again.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Anytime you wake up is your morning. Usi has been very, very busy. Very, very busy at the site building this very memorial. We have all had something to chip in. It's been a collective effort and it's going swimmingly well. We thank you wherever you are. We are making it very clear that after Friday the 30th, the face of this very movement will change for good. We shall be entering into the militant phase of the struggle. Every civilian aspect of what we are doing will have to be revamped. I have made it very clear before, and I state it here, live on air. We are restructuring this movement. I will announce it on air on the 31st of this very month. If you have not read Madiebo's book, go and read it. Not from me. Not from me. Go and read Madiebo's book. It's there, very, very clear. I said, I am extensively read on this very matter. Nothing will derail this movement. Nothing. Anywhere a problem comes from, I face it head on. Head on, I don't run from it. I'm making very clear now. There will be restructuring come the 31st. Very massive. In order to position us for the struggle ahead, we need discipline. We need focus. We need to be on message all the time. Saying one thing and one thing alone. Not two, not three, not four. I respect the fact that people have opinions. Of course, they should have opinions, yes. I know that. But not every opinion counts. It can never count. Only the weightiest opinion, only the ones that have gravitas will be taken. Everything else will be jettisoned. We want the best. The same thing in the new Biafra. I know I'll be alive to see Biafra. We are making it very clear. Not who you know, but who can do the job. Not those who are close to you. Those that praise you. No. Who can do the job? I'm not interested in praise singers. If you cannot do the job, you won't do it. Because I'll be judged by one thing alone. When he was directing, did Biafra come or not? If Biafra did not come, all these things we would have done is just a mere waste of time. That is all. Very, very important. We thank each and every one of you. We are growing exponentially, unbelievably at an alarming pace. If you don't have money tonight, or you don't have, go and borrow money for tomorrow. People have already started in the Far East to bring BBC down. Tomorrow, if BBC does not call the office line, I will find it very difficult convincing the world that we are serious to get Biafra. If we cannot fight BBC, how can we fight what is to come? I'm not asking you to lift guns or knives or anything. Pick up your phone and your Twitter. That's all. We bring BBC to their knees. They must change their number because of us. That is the only way they can learn. So next time when they hear Biafra, they pay attention. Because as my friend once said, if you don't quote yourself that you're somewhere, nobody will know that you're there. We remind BBC that we are Biafrans. That they committed the first genocide and went away with it. It will happen again. We are not docile. They think we are comprehensively defeated. The person that gave them the template of that very defeat was Prince Machiavelli. Machiavelli is the prince. Go and read the book. You will see everything they did to us. I call it the lion approach. The lion's den approach. Most people don't know this. When a young lion takes over from a dying one, what a lion normally does is to chase away the old one and take over the family of women. Yes? His own little harem. Yes? Do you know what he does? He proceeds to kill every male within that very, it's not a herd. What's the group of lion called? What are they called? A collection of them. It's not a school of lion. There's something is called a group of lion. It's not a herd. Is there a herd it's called? It's not a herd of lion. You know, the collection, the family unit. The dominant male will go and kill the male child of every lioness it has inherited. So that only his blood will survive. That's what they wanted to do to us. In fact, that's what they did. That is why you have all Joseph Kali. You have all these people. Formerly in MPN, doing the bidding of Hausa Fulani people. The defeat was comprehensive. That they put the fear of Chukwuebia in us. But we have reason to tell them that God gave us this land. If Chukwuebia allows this land to be taken, then there is something wrong somewhere. We remind Chukwuebia that here you have Omu Obasi, those born and dedicated to him. Omu Anigwe, that heaven is here. heaven is here. There is no way that these infidels, filthy, cattle-rearing people can come in here to dominate the children of God. We can't allow it over our dead body. And we mean it literally. We thank all of you. To those that went behind before us, we remember them on Friday, wherever you are. Tomorrow is Tweet Tuesday, the 27th of May. We want BBC to remember the 27th of May of 2014. If you don't have money, borrow. If you're at work, go to your work, ask them to cut your salary and give you advance. They want to buy credit. Tomorrow we bring BBC to their knees. Start, for those of you in the Far East, start from now to remind BBC of what is to come. Tell them that an army of Biafrans from all over the world shall descend upon them like biblical plague. They won't breathe tomorrow. BBC is in trouble. Let us show them how formidable we are. We just want to show them an example of what we can do. So they won't mess with us anymore. The number to call if you wish to... Not to call. BBC's one is different, please. Not the office line. Is if you want to participate. The number for BBC always starts with +44 208 743 8000. +44 208 743 8000. Tomorrow we'll bring... Don't be afraid. That is the worst thing that ever happened to you. Fear. Don't say, oh, but they are very powerful. No, they are not. Britain fought against Israel being free. Israel emerged victorious. Don't be afraid of a fellow human being. We respect them. We acknowledge their contribution towards the advancement of mankind. We acknowledge what they have done for humanity. But we cannot accept slavery. Impossible. Not this generation. Once again, thank you very much. And on behalf of those of them assembled here in the studios of Radio Biafra and all over the world, our coordinators, our zonal coordinators, all officers of state, we say to you that you have done well joining us today. Tomorrow is another day, 7 p.m. live from Biafra land. You will and must receive Radio Biafra. Tomorrow, BBC will beg. Tomorrow, BBC will know that there is a country called Biafra. I thank each and every one of you personally and collectively. I say you must continue to preach this gospel. It is a gospel of redemption. Today we have shown you why going to Yoruba Church is bringing curse upon yourself, because you are from Chukwu Abiama direct. And this Biafra we proclaim all the time to the hearing of humanity is our religion. Today we have praised Chukwu Abiama, haven't we? And on this very platform, Radio Biafra is where we worship. Because only him, Chukwu Abiama, is God. He will guide, protect, nurture, keep each and every one of you, especially those who are Igwe. But more importantly, this same God, Chukwu Abiama, will bless our beloved country, Biafra. Thank you very much and good night from your capital city, Enugu, in Biafra land.
Triumphant from all our foes.